If he coming to see the bartender, like, you coming to see me. Why did y'all
I didn't come to see her.
He said he was just sitting at the bar.
I was there, and just so happened, she looked like one of y'all, and then shit happened. But that was a quick thing, because everybody needs to know I was in love with a stripper, but I just liked the bartender.
Oh! It's
two different things.
A good point.
One of the bitches was crazy. Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. I am your homeboy T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend. Oh,
and right. I am Pip, a.k.a. Mr. Fresh Prince, a.k.a. Mr. God damn!
That was quick as hell. Vanessa is off tonight. She's... I don't think I'm allowed to say what she's doing. It's nasty.
Because I was going to say something, too. I had something good to say.
I bet it was really nasty.
It was just a whole bunch of shit.
She's with her husband, though. So shout out Vanessa's husband. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Could have used all them jokes.
It would have been a lot.
It would have been a lot.
Yeah, been a lot. But the good news is, we're not that hurt. It's the bad news. The good news is, we are at maximum capacity of fine tonight.
Hell yeah.
Damn. We got the
Oh my goodness. I'm looking across this room like, jeez, this is a lot of chocolate across that wall, fucker.
Oh, thank you. I moisturized.
No, I was.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Guys, we got a great show for you tonight. This is going to be good.
This is a first, too.
This is a first. First time we've had two guests. And if I'm thinking about it, it's the first women of season two.
It is.
Shout out to that, guys. Yeah! Guys, I don't want to hold this up much longer because I know y'all want to see them.
Yeah.
You're tired of looking at this.
Yeah. Oh, that? Yeah, me too.
My face. It's going to be good.
Blackface.
You don't want to see my face, bro? Damn, bro!
I don't see you for 10, 15 years, nigga. I don't want to see you no more.
Disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, give it up for Poor Man! Ladies and gentlemen, we do have Lex and Dre in here tonight.
Yay!
I'm feeling good. Can we get the two shot of them, because that's what it's about right there.
God almighty.
Let's just let that, we're going to let this sit.
Let
right
it marinate.
We're going to let this sit right here. Just a couple more seconds.
I'm glad she's sitting in my seat.
Couple more seconds. Pip.
I like it. I'm just saying.
You said that like you left a little poison in the seat.
Next episode, he's going to be smelling his fucking Oh my God, guys, how are y'all?
We're great. How are you?
I'm so good. This is our first time back recording episodes in a month.
Oh,
and I'm glad it's back with y'all. So this is pretty cool.
Yeah. I am so excited.
I am too.
Hold on,
we're actually taking a month break right now.
Yeah, we're taking a break right now from recording. So I'm excited to record just because I love recording with her. But let me say something real quick. I have met you like 2-3 times.
Six.
And I be trying to like be professional on my chill shit. But I don't give a fuck.
There you go. That's it.
Do you know how hard it is not to fangirl?
I'm trying. I'm trying so hard.
Oh, I didn't try to stop at all. I am very much fangirling out my damn self. Shit.
Well, you have to realize we came up, like, how we met each other was in the club.
Oh, okay.
So we came up, like, listening to you for real. So
I've been
it's
a
like,
part of y'all lives. For
you have been. Yep. I was the bartender.
All right. That's it. Give it up, fellas.
Yes, I was.
That's how we met.
We was actually bartenders.
Yes, we were.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's over, fellas. Give it up.
But we wasn't gonna let you in.
In their head. Let's go, goddamn.
But we wasn't gonna let you in, free titty.
Hey, that's it. I'll pay.
Goddamn. We're gonna talk about that.
I'll pay, goddammit. Hey, look, I know.
Especially not plus three.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Look, space.
T-Pain plus three.
Space is limited. Space is limited these days.
Why did you say that?
What? T-Pain?
Wait, no, we broke that down on our show.
It was so funny.
I had people with me.
But why was you trying to get everybody in free? It was
because they
were
me.
What you mean?
They were me.
That's obvious, ain't it?
Tell them how
we gotta come deep. What you mean? T-Pain plus one.
If he coming to see the bartender, like you coming to see me, why did y'all friends?
I didn't come to see her.
He said he was just sitting at the bar.
I was there, and just so happened she looked like one of y'all, and then shit happened. But that was a quick thing because everybody needs to know I was in love with a stripper, but I just liked the bartender.
Oh,
it's two different things.
A good point.
One of the bitches was crazy, so you know you got to go with the ones that you're more comfortable with,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. The bartenders ain't busting it open as much
these days. Hold on,
the bartenders got ass too now.
The bartenders because they protect it a little more.
I had to stop bartending when I moved to Atlanta.
Well,
they was like, oh, here's your outfit. I said, well, the rest of it. Come on, baby.
Nah, you ain't coming in them jogging pants.
You was ready. Shit, get in there.
The opposite twins this time.
God damn.
Nah, that's dope as hell. A few places out here.
That had to be tough, though. I bet that wasn't fucking fun to be.
Well, it was fun at first.
Yeah.
Then eventually I was over it because I just didn't like the hours.
The hours.
Yeah. What you mean?
I thought you were about to say the people.
Right.
That too, but I'm like a morning person. Like, I like to get up early, and so I feel like when you work in a club, you don't get home till like 4 a.m., you don't go to sleep till 6 a.m., mm-hmm. and then if you don't want your whole day to be going the next day, you need to wake up at least by 11, so I'm not really getting no sleep.
Yeah,
then you eating wings and lamb chops at 3 a.m.
Gotta eat the wings and lamb chops.
You know.
The worst diet.
It was not the vibe.
An acid reflex.
I really got tired of finessing niggas. That's what it was.
I ain't never got tired of finessing
nobody. The club already done finessed the nigga. We already got to pay $300.
Yeah, and
$250.
You ain't even got in your pocket yet till you came and saw me.
For real.
We had a good game going, like especially when we was working together.
Damn.
We was running it up.
Y'all was teaming up on me.
No, we had a fist bump. That's how we met.
Running it.
Y'all niggas ain't shit.
Y'all formed an alliance and shit.
Is that what they be doing? God damn.
They do it by themselves. They finesse me all the time. I don't know what it is.
Oh yeah.
You act like you like me a lot, bitch. I'm taking you to the bank in the morning.
Yeah.
How about I just don't pay you tonight and we gonna see what happens tomorrow.
Right.
Oh my god. That's how you know it's confirmed.
See, y'all want y'all money right then.
Right now.
Yeah,
it's my money. I want it now.
Yeah, meet me at that ATM machine.
Cause I
got some more for you.
Cause I mean, why we gotta wait till the morning? The ATM is right there.
Cause you gonna be asleep later. I need you in the morning when you up and fresh.
I used to walk niggas to the ATM machine.
I'll be right back.
I'm starting to think you wasn't no damn bartender no more. Done change your occupation on the nigga real quick.
You walking niggas to the ATM?
God damn,
the
only nigga.
I walk behind you. Absolutely, lead the way.
Yo,
trip the shit out your ass and walk out that motherfucker.
I'm out of here.
Run out that bitch. Tell the niggas come catch.
Security gonna be like, they must be shooting in there.
I'm telling you. That's all you gotta say. They shooting in there, bro. Go in there. Nah, bro, that's fucked up. So finessing niggas in the club.
That's horrible.
That's how we made.
Did you just like doing it, or was it just like something you actually needed to do?
Don't look at her.
At the time,
I was waiting. I was seeing who's going to answer first.
Come on, twin.
At the time, it was definitely something I needed to do. Mm, it's not something that I like to do. But I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like it's a sport.
It sounded fun. Y'all made a game.
I liked it.
The fuck?
You know, I was
having a ball, bitch.
Damn it.
I'm that man's karma. No, I was that Dang. Karma. I was getting over, and I do it again.
Okay.
And again.
Y'all gonna have a lot of comments on this motherfucker.
I got some cash upstairs. We can practice. Listen. Wait. So it's something you needed to do. You like doing it, but at the same time, did anybody like find out y'all was doing the shit? Like, anybody like, nah, these motherfuckers.
Well, see, the thing was...
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the guys I was finessing.
I was finessing.
Yeah.
You're right. But well, I was just finessing in the club. You didn't leave the club.
Because when I say finesse, I really mean, like, we were really just, like, getting niggas drunk and
making them buy more shit. They were just getting really.
You know how you get when you drunk? You're careless with your money. Yeah. So we knew, okay, we're going to get him fucked up because he is more careless with his money. He is kind of being frugal, so let's go focus on him.
Frugal!
So, you know. Game plan. We knew. I said, okay, man A, he got it. Man B, man C, he fuck him, girl. Get him a walk.
Right, because there's some niggas that is gonna, you know, you serving them. Right. They gonna, as they get drunker, they start giving $100 tips, $200 tips. Then you got niggas, as they get drunker, they still gonna give you $5.
Oh, every time.
Goodness. Oh, that's me.
That's it don't me. Matter how many drinks they have. $5
nigga. $5
nigga
right here.
$5.
I'll definitely give him $5 for $5 sure. I actually give $2 bills. Because I want you to remember me when I come
$2
to this
$2 bills?
Yeah, $2 bills.
At least that's vintage.
That's what I'm saying. I want you to remember me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's, I ain't going to buy
it. Not you a vintage trick.
What's that?
That's he going to pop up on you with a Chanel from 1970 from his grandma.
No, bitch. No. He going to pop up on you with a, what is it called? A half a dollar, the gold
dollar. I'm pulling over the gold coins, man. No. Don't play with them gold coins.
Not vintage Poppy.
No, vintage Poppy. See what I'm saying? I got a whole name now.
Vintage Poppy.
That's all I'm saying is vintage Poppy. You feel me? I like it.
You definitely got some half dollars at home.
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, I bet he do though. That's a crazy thing. Y'all gonna remember me.
Yeah, you gonna remember me.
I remember if a nigga hit me in my head with a coin.
Getting bitches concussions in the club. You can't do that, man. That's not fair to anybody. But going from that to having so much success, guys, and doing the shit that you're doing, I'm so proud of y'all. I appreciate it. Thank you. I don't know why I said that like that, like y'all was babies or something.
Oh, you can walk now, huh?
I'm so proud of you. I don't know why I did that so condescendingly. That was terrible.
We receive it.
But no, it wasn't terrible. We like it. Because it's the truth, though. Like, when I tell you, we were literally recording in her second bedroom on the floor.
Nice.
With some mics that were given to us by gifted to us from the club. I got some microphones in my car, y'all niggas. Thank you, boo. You trying to start a podcast? All right, look, I got these microphones.
I've been trying to get rid of them anyway.
Yeah, you know they ain't doing me no good. You know I'm starting to regulate too.
Y'all can come record at the studio.
Look, and I can hold a tune.
I can record y'all tonight. I know it's 4 in the morning. I can come record right now. Let's do it.
Pull up.
But y'all was on the floor.
Yes, we was on the floor, like, and we were just talking shit. And I feel like one thing that a lot of people don't realize when it comes to anything entertainment, if you really just be yourself and do what you want and just stay consistent,
right?
Something gonna happen. Because I feel like the thing with entertainment now is just like people be super talented, but they stop. If you're consistent, somebody is gonna catch on eventually.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and for us, we were recording every week.
Yeah.
We dropped content every fucking week. And I think a lot of times people ask us, like, how did y'all do this? How did y'all get
that?
I'm like,
and it sounds so cliche, right?
It's so, but it's like there's nothing else. It just is what it is.
But I think as a successful person, quote unquote, when you tell people, I mean, that's why I said quote unquote, because we ain't at T-Pain level yet.
Oh, trust me, you don't want to be up
here. My baby chain. Hold on, let me show my baby chain. I still got it though.
That's it. That's all you need. Hey, look, I watched the Afro Man documentary this morning. That nigga said everybody called me a one hit wonder, but how many hits do you really need?
I feel motivated right now. I feel great right now.
But yeah,
I do feel like it sounds so cliche when you say that to people, but really and truly, once you get in the position, that's really what it is. Like, it's really consistency, and that's what 90% of people lack. That's why they never reach that point, because it's like, okay, they'll do a podcast for 2 months, 3 months, and they be like, okay, this shit ain't getting no listens. I'm tired of this shit.
We ain't making no money.
I'm tired of this shit. We wasn't making no money. We ain't had no listeners.
That threshold. People don't get past threshold.
I'm sorry. Can I just add this real quick?
Yeah.
Because you said you watched the Afro Man documentary. Mm-hmm. He said he had one hit.
I mean, that's what people tell him.
First of all, he had two. Colt 45 was way Colt better 45. Than because yeah. I got high.
Colt 45 was solid. Not
gonna Colt 45 lie. Was people, so good.
But because I got high was so big, that's just what people.
I just had to add that. People, I was like,
yeah. Shout out to Afro Man.
Shout out to Afro Man. Colt 45 and two zigzags.
That was my song.
Absolutely.
Colt 45.
At least that nigga had a hit.
Right. Some niggas
a lot of niggas would kill for that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So go ahead. Back. I just had to clear that up. Afro Man, you had two.
There it is. Consistency.
And you gave the people what they needed.
Yes, he did.
Because I needed Colt 45 and two zigzags.
I'm glad Afro Man's okay. He's doing really good.
You're stupid.
Well, shout out to him.
Shout out to him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, consistency. consistency is key. And you know what I'm saying? What we can see that y'all done.
And
y'all,
tally.
That helps. Niggas keep dropping the same shit over and over again. It's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
But to that point, you know, seeing that y'all have actually evolved and, you know, things y'all actually put back into what y'all doing and y'all actually, you know, give a fuck about what y'all putting out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's the fact that y'all show up all the way ready. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come in, y'all destroy an episode, and then, yeah, it just kind of happens.
Yeah.
But it just happens for y'all because like you said, y'all are being yourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can, and that comes through on camera. Mm-hmm. You can really tell that we're like, it's not y'all trying to entertain people. It's mm-hmm. like, we're getting the, do they know they're recording or are we just watching them talking?
Oh, this is good. Because let me tell y'all something. Once we get on, we're going to be like, girl, we're going to forget y'all here in a minute.
Let me tell you.
We're trying to be professional right now.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because y'all with us.
It's a situation to where when you put y'all show on, it feels like I'm sitting behind a group of chicks at a restaurant and they don't know I can hear them.
That's what people always say. Yeah. I definitely think that's the allure.
Yeah.
I think especially for men, they get to hear perspectives from women that I feel like most women really, like a lot of women think the same shit.
We tell the truth.
I mean,
we
a lot of men think the same way too. Yeah. Y'all know that, right?
What? Oh, for sure.
I just want to make sure we know. But I don't
I feel
think
like
we
it's
have
always been a platform for men who talk about how they feel. Because, I mean, y'all don't get as much backlash as women do when we really say how we feel about certain shit. Like, I feel like me and Lex get a lot. We definitely
people
get a lot
us.
Of love.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we definitely get a lot of hate.
Oh, they hate those bitches. Who dicked you?
Me and him get told to shut up a lot.
Oh, really?
I definitely get told to shut up a lot.
More him than me.
Now, who's telling T-Pain to shut up?
It's a lot.
Because a fight would come behind that one. Yeah, he got a new bodyguard. What's up, hoe ass nigga?
That's it, nigga.
I'm on your ass. Tell T-Pain to shut up.
And you don't want no smoke.
They don't want no smoke, T-Pain.
Can I be like T-Pain and Pimp? Should I need that protection?
No, motherfucker.
You safe, bro.
All right.
I'm just playing.
I know it's hard to scale, but how long did it take? From when y'all started on the floor to pretty much.
All right, bro.
On the floor?
You ain't have to throw that in there.
I mean, y'all
said the show on the floor. I'm going up.
Your words.
No, you're good.
But how long did it take from, you know, getting the nigga's microphone out of his trunk that was trash, wasn't it? To sitting right here. How long did that?
I'm not even sitting
right here. Like when y'all was like, okay, this is dope.
We were recording in her apartment for about 2 years, and then we started working.
Well, it was like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic hit.
Then we started recording.
Well, no. It was
more.
No, sorry. It was a year. And then we started working with Scream. DJ Scream. And we were doing a radio show with DJ Scream on, what was that station? Was it Hot 95.7? I don't know.
92.5.
One of them. Yeah,
so we were doing a segment with him for a year. And then the pandemic hit. We couldn't record. And because we were doing a segment with him, we started recording at his studio. Podcast. But then when the pandemic hit, we couldn't record at the studio anymore. So then our homegirl helped us during the pandemic. She have a podcast too. Shout out to Kiki from Cocktails.
Shout out to Kiki from Cocktails.
And shout out Medina too.
Everybody get one of those.
So Kiki was helping us with the show. And then around that time.
No, it wasn't around that time. The pandemic. Corona!
Corona.
Shout out to Corona!
Shout out to Corona!
when it took off.
We couldn't. We had to force niggas to sit at home and listen to us. Yeah. But that's what happened.
That actually
and
was
that's
a good
when
time.
We started getting a lot
that
of.
That was a good time.
And then Carlos was like,
"A lot of shit took off.
Come on, 85 guys.
A lot of shit took off though. A lot of shit went crazy when people was forced to sit home and just watch shit like a bunch of shows that had been on air fucking years ago just took off. Like people was getting Emmys and shit when the pandemic was over. Like my fucking Twitch took off. I've been on Twitch since fucking 2014. My shit just jumped in 2020.
Wow. Isn't that what the games are?
Yeah.
What shit you be just playing on jumped air?
Into everything. I'm a variety streamer. I don't know if y'all know. Make sure you go twitch.tv/T-Pain. I appreciate y'all. Thank you. We'll throw an ad up after this. But nah, I mean, it takes a little while to jump. But
it does.
Yeah,
it
does.
So that's not a long time. That's not a long time.
But it is a long time, though. Like,
when you ain't making no money.
When you're not making no money. Yeah. Like,
oh, that's not a long time. It's niggas that's been trying to do this shit for 15 years.
It's true.
Not only not making money, but pouring money into it.
Right.
So By the way. Don't shade our little $90 check that we had got.
It was $80.
It was $80.
First of all, I took 10. And that was a contract that I had worked very hard for.
Yes. Damn. We had got an ad check for $80.
And I was our so first happy. Check.
And we were so excited.
I was like, $80. We getting paid.
We was like, we can really make money from this
That's
shit.
That's it. That's it.
You know what I sang? My favorite song in the world.
What?
Cash flow.
Oh my God.
I need it on time.
I need to see this video. What are you doing this?
My money. Dreas, please tell T-Pain.
Now, they're
doing Instagram videos with the 420s. Y'all bitches.
I'm going to come see you. You meant business.
Y'all bitches ain't even trying to do them 420s lazily waving in the fucking air.
When me and Dreas go out, she be like,
with me. She be like, stop playing with the 420s.
We're not them.
You said I'll be banging at your front door with a 9. I'm gonna come see you.
I'm gonna come see you.
Drea,
she a real gangster.
No, like I'm literally when we go out, I listen to that song.
No, that's her favorite song.
That's one of my favorites too. I did pretty good job on that one.
You did.
That's actually one of the hooks that I didn't write. I didn't write that one.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea who wrote it though.
Kevin
Costco from Orlando.
That person.
Now see, okay.
shout out
fire.
Hey, but I sang it. I did good.
Yeah, you sang the fuck out
that
shit.
That must have been early on because you don't normally just be doing nigga shit like that.
It was Ace Hood. It was Khaled. I'm trying to help out. I ain't really give a fuck whatever they needed. I was there for it.
I can really get my T-Pain bag for real.
Yeah, you know that's something. That's something that you know. I feel like the world.
I'm gonna keep it cute.
Yeah, nah, it's all good. Nah, but good. That's like I said. That's not a long time.
No, yeah.
Going from that to this.
Well, this took about 4.
it blew. But, you know, the most important question we ask on the Nappy Boy Radio podcast, how is your mental health?
Mental health check!
Love the lights in here, but is this why like y'all be asking questions? You could have a seizure.
It's a lot. Get out of there! Get out of there!
I had a booger. I saw my
You got a booger? Get it. That's
wow.
Stick it.
Get it. Get it. Get it.
Twist it. Roll it.
Flick it.
Roll it. Flick it. Jesus Christ.
I got you, girl.
But yeah, it is. Now, the lights won't happen every time we ask questions, just 90% of the time. But how's the mental health between both of y'all?
It's great. I think, though.
Stop looking at each other like that.
They're trying to come up with the answers.
They're sending the beam out.
Let me look at Pip. It's great. However, you know, it's definitely an adjustment. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're both very mentally strong people. But I think with anybody, when you get into a situation where you have so many people paying attention to you, so many people speculating, having opinions, you know, it can bother you at times. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I used to always be like a reactor, and I've had to learn.
You can't do that.
I've had to learn. Yeah. I've had to learn to not be that way anymore, and I feel like I have done a great job with not reacting.
You got a lot better.
Yeah, because I used to would like cuss bitches out.
I used to go behind her and delete comments.
I used to have to go behind her
and clean it up. Yes.
Nah, the way it's been explained
to me. Because bitch, you want me fucked up.
That's what it is. But
fuck
the way
you and your mama.
The way it was explained to me, when I started understanding how to not immediately react, I immediately react. Mm-hmm. I sometimes go back later on. I'm like, nah, fuck this. I'm going. I'm saying something.
Yeah.
But the way that it's explained to me is that more people love you than the number of people that hate you.
For sure.
But the people that hate you,
they hate you
loud as fuck.
Oh my God.
They're going to make you see that comment for some odd reason. They're going to make you see that
doing it all caps.
Oh my God.
I had a motherfucker hit me up and say, man, I know that nigga T-Pain ain't seen him, and tell that nigga they got like...
They will go through great lengths.
I want some comments about me.
To make sure that I'd see that they hate me. They'll go through other people to make
sure
they see.
They'll
delete it, block them, they'll make another page. They'll be like, I'm back, bitch.
It happened to me a few weeks ago on Twitter, actually. Like, some girl had said something really crazy to me. And, like, I done got to a point to where if I do respond, which normally I don't, like, I'll either block you or delete the comment, whatever. Mm. But if I do respond, like, it'd be like on some trolling shit. To make you mad. So I responded back, like, kind of laughing at what the person said, and then I blocked them. They created a whole nother page and said, you pussy ass bitch.
That means you own. You done made
you did it.
It.
You did it.
That's what we
you know
that
what I do? You know what I do on Twitter? When people start annoying me, I mute them.
I do that too.
So I mute them. I don't block them. Don't block them, but I mute them so I don't see it, but they think we can see it. And they just keep going, and they're like, I'm fucking
and they talk to
They spend so much time all day just trying to get under our skin, and we're not even seeing that shit, and they're just wasting their time. That's you can't get that back. You'll never get that time back,
you're
stupid.
Talking to your damn self.
Piece of shit. Sorry. Thought about the shit I saw the other day.
I'm just saying, what kind of motherfucker, if it's 10 people, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many tweets is it gonna take out of them 10 people for you to piss you off for you to be like
one?
Right. Okay, so that one that pissed you off,
right?
Can that next one really piss you off too, though? Can a motherfucker really say something else that another motherfucker just said to piss you off?
If they're backing up the person that pissed me off,
that's
why
I'm agreeing.
Ten different tweets,
two different ones. But if the second one is saying, I agree with this person, that's when I'm going to fuck off. Mm. But if the second one is just on some whole different shit, I'm going to be like, you wait till tomorrow. I'm dealing with this motherfucker. I got like 2 hours left on this nigga right here. You're going to have to wait, brother. I ain't got time for this
shit. So what was the tweet, by the way? What was something that pissed you off? I mean, because you don't think too hard now.
But what do people, like, what can, what are they always going to find?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I don't. Drea, and it's crazy because Drea is the reactor. And I don't react, but I don't have tough skin at all. Mm. I am very sensitive. I'll be like, can you believe it?
She's a crier.
I'm a crybaby.
I want to beat bitches up.
She outside. So what they say to you?
Like, it was some shit. I mean, me and Lex are always tweeting stuff. Like, we always tweeting crazy shit. And sometimes, I'm not going to lie, we definitely tweet stuff because we know, like, people going to be mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we know people going to react. So I was saying something, you know, per usual about, like, how I don't like broke niggas.
And
this girl had responded, and she was like, first of all, bitch, you be acting like you ain't never been broke before. I be looking at your old pictures, and you was not that. I responded back, right? And I was like, I mean, you talk about what used to be, bitch, but I'm not.
That's gotta be crazy.
That was then, bitch, this is now.
That's what I'm saying.
And I always get fine too, so I don't even know what she was referring to.
That's so crazy to me. Let me tell you something. Y'all don't not post, okay? For a bitch to go back and see old pictures.
Right.
She was way back there.
I'll say what happened to me the other day. I was at the club and I was like, I was just observing everybody and I'm like, damn, the women are so fucking beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, and these niggas in here is ugly.
Damn. Mostly.
I was in Houston.
Pimp said, if you would have seen me, baby.
No, but this is the thing. Let me say
Vanessa
this.
Vanessa ain't here to say shit. Fuck you, Vanessa. You ain't gonna say shit today. Fire that nigga today. All right, I'm sorry. I just had to get that out.
If you would have walked by, I would have said, oh, the five niggas is out far.
Yeah, see?
They out far.
Yo.
So, but I said it. Tweeted it in a joking manner, but honestly, the ratio, I was like, damn, the girls ain't got nothing to choose from. You know?
Yeah. Oh,
when I tell you, they started posting my old pictures. Oh, my God. They was like, is Lex really back? She ain't shit without the BBA.
Oh, it's
but let me tell you why you pussy low key. Because you deleted
no,
that tweet.
No, the reason I deleted it. No, let me.
Wait a minute.
On Facebook and saying stuff to my sister to my fans. Like, they had got on my, they started, and I was like, don't get me wrong, I can take the heat.
Yeah.
I do this for a living. My family didn't ask for this.
Absolutely. Right.
So
right.
Then once they started, like, doing stuff on Facebook, that's when I was like, okay, y'all are doing too much.
Yeah.
Y'all still ugly, though. Yeah. Y'all still motherfucking ugly. Y'all still ugly.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
my God.
Y'all
still ugly.
So, yeah, they was like, digging up my old pictures. I was like, it's still the upgrades. One thing about me, I'm always upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Do your thing.
And I, you know,
that's how you're supposed
and
to
I
do.
Think that's the main thing that people talk about us, because, like, you know, we maybe not look the same or whatever.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning of the year, I weighed 210 pounds. I weigh 178 now. I lost a lot of weight.
Shout out to weight loss.
Weight loss. I'm healthy. And what I've learned is people just don't like when you upgrading your
Mm-mm.
life. If they're not upgrading their life, they don't want to see nobody else upgrade.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they just want to be on the same level.
Yeah,
you know.
So
why can't we all be fat? Goddamn, shit.
But the thing is, we left all of our old episodes. If you go look at old episodes of Poor Minds when it was Wind Down Wednesday, I had on synthetic $3 wigs.
Come on,
what? I had $3 in my
why
pocket.
You say,
I don't think
come
no,
on.
You ain't bought no wigs for $3.
I had $3 wig.
You ain't got a $3 wig.
Humble Beginnings.
I that was my net worth. My
I got a wig from Party City.
I did. I was like, do I want to do
them
Chucky?
The wigs at Party City is expensive.
I said, am I going to give
wigs.
Chucky or okay. Elsa?
I'm about to fall out of this fucking
no, my wigs was higher. My wigs were $3. I had an Elsa wig on and I dyed it black.
There you go. God damn it.
For $3.
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go.
Oh my God.
Well, she twerking in that seat too.
I'll tell you what.
You want to build a snowman.
You know what? We could have put you in timeout.
I'm just looking.
But guys, I'll tell you what.
All right.
I'll tell you the thing that's going to keep you from thinking about all those tweets and all them stupid bitches that's still stuck in the past.
Yes, because what do you do to cope?
You want to know what I do?
Mm-hmm. What?
I get drinks from Pam Pam. Get it. Guys, I don't know if y'all know. My wife is a certified mixologist.
This is the best.
Every episode, she makes a
I've
drink.
I've never been on. Because I ain't never been on the podcast where they talk about drinks, girl.
Oh, well, you know what it is. Every episode, my wife makes a drink for the guests. This is the first time we have two guests and first time we having women on the podcast for this season. So.
Oh!
Yeah.
So what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, she about to tell you right now.
Ooh.
Here we go. Baby, what's in the drink?
I'm so sorry, Lex, because yours is sweet.
It's okay. I'm a drink it because I love you.
But there's it's a strawberry lemonade and guava. It was going to be coconut, but then I changed it.
Okay.
And yours has vodka in it, and then everybody else's has tequila.
Ooh, okay.
And it also used to be pink. But the ice, I put some blue Curacao ice in there, and it melted, and it changed the color.
So. Very nice.
Ooh, this is very pretty.
There it is. Look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the No Broke Nigga.
Hey. I'm about to really clap now.
The perfect drink.
Let's clap it up.
There it is. Well, y'all know what it is. Y'all know what's in it. Sip, sip, sip. Drink. And that boy radio podcast, we will be.
Shut it down. Right back.
Y'all
see, when Vanessa ain't here, I got it.
You got it. You did it.
I did.
I believe in you now.
Mm-hmm.
Next level T-Pain gamer shot. Wiener's juice. Maybe the best shot ever. I've never heard anyone complain. Everyone says, this is the best shot I've ever had in my life. I've had many shots. A lot of people have had many shots. I don't know, folks. You could ask them yourself. I'm telling you right now, people. Listen to what I'm saying. This is the best shot ever. Maybe even the best shot I've ever had in my life. Every time I have the shot, my energy goes through the roof. And you can ask people. People always come up to me and they say, your energy shot is so good. Energy through the roof. Tremendous energy. I'm telling you now, people. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Netboy Radio Podcast. Poor Minds.
It's a beautiful thing right now. This is so beautiful. Look,
this
look
is
at
a
it.
Beautiful
look
song.
This one always gets people. Shout out to motherfucking Brian Bishop Jones.
Me Jones.
Shout out to Bishop Jones. Yeah. All right, guys. We're getting into the segments. Ooh. Did y'all promote everything y'all need to promote? Or did y'all need to promote anything?
We got shit to promote. The Poor Minds.
Stupid as hell.
We going on tour.
Oh, yeah. Poor
Minds. Oh, yeah. The fucking tour.
The second leg of the tour. So we've been on tour this year, but that tour has ended. We're about to start a new tour in March. Hell so we'll yeah. keep y'all updated with the date.
Come, Lamb. Shout out to the tour.
Okay. Yeah. And on top of that, came out with a lip gloss line,
come
lip liner
on.
Line.
Come on.
Lex and I both have it on right
you
now.
Better,
Muse Beauty.
Spread.
So it's MuseBeautyCollection.com. That's M-U-S-E BeautyCollection.com.
Shout out to Muse Beauty.
Best lip gloss and lip liners you're gonna find, period.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very fire.
And of course, check out the podcast.
And of course, check out the podcast.
Poor Minds is fire.
It is. It is.
Y'all be getting drunk.
Poor Minds. P-O-U-R.
What we doing right now?
No. Okay. Some people be saying poor. P-O-O-R. Bitch, no.
But you know what it is? I feel like how we started the show is not what the show is now.
Because we're growing as people. They don't like growth. People hate growth.
This season, too, I'm a whole different person, too.
Exactly.
Pimp has evolved. His motherfucking character arc has been everything that I've lived for.
Yeah, I'm a whole different guy.
Good job, Pimp. Good job, Pimp.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Got more merch.
I just realized your hat say fuck them kids.
Period. And I agree.
And I heard y'all conversation. You was like, them kids, I'm going outside. I'm not. No, I only know two. For what did you say? I only know two of my friends.
I said only
kids.
Two of my friends have kids.
Let it be known, Lex said that I love the kids.
You love the kids.
Do you?
I do.
Sure.
Okay, girl.
That's not more than like two or three. That's my max.
Calm it down. Calm it
really
down.
Two.
Goddamn. That's really two.
That's really a lot. You can't fuck with NBA young boy right now.
You can't do it. Can't do
I'm
it.
I'm dead. You chopped.
Nick Cannon, though.
Nick Cannon. Oh, he got him beat.
Nick Cannon. Yeah,
he got him beat.
Probably more.
Mm-mm. But that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Lex and Jam. It is time.
Uh-oh.
For your top five. What are your top five?
The Nappy Boy Radio Podcast's top five.
All right, guys, let's get into this shit. We usually don't think about these, but I did this time.
Good.
You didn't have one?
Because it's two of them.
It's two of them.
So is it like
but
10?
But they gotta come up with it together.
Whoever do the last one, go first. Whoever,
you guys, you taking a sip? You taking a sip?
Oh, what?
That wasn't, did y'all plan it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't look like it.
I'm not going to lie. It looked like
we did it.
Y'all did that over text?
Yeah. No, we just did it just now.
You cheating on the couch?
We get ready.
Okay, get ready. All right, guys.
We need an official handshake, though.
We do.
It'll happen. I don't think I can do that with nails. That was aggressive. That was real aggressive for nails. Yeah, that was crazy. All right, guys. What I came up with.
All right.
Wasn't too hard to come up with it, but I was going to go negative, but I'm going to go positive.
Damn.
We do positivity on this show, man.
You're right.
You know?
Sure.
What are the top five things that'll make you give up the pussy?
Yes!
Oh, my
Let's put it in. Let's put it in the note.
Fellas, get out your note. Get out your notes.
App. Get out your notes.
Get out your notes.
We can do this.
Can I go? Is it time?
I mean, you can go back and forth. You can do one.
A chivalrous man.
So all he got to do is open the door. That's chivalry.
I ain't say that's all he got to do.
Yeah, I mean, but...
But I do think that goes a long way because you have so many men who don't open the door.
That is true.
They don't pump the gas.
So let me ask you a question. Open the door inside the car? Because we in a bad neighborhood
Why we in a bad neighborhood?
I'm already
canceled.
I'm going to be in the car.
Bye.
I'm going to be in the car.
Bye.
And you come into the door and I open the door already.
What if the passenger door only opens from the inside?
Then you really canceled.
Not really. Okay, one.
For me.
Hold on now. Because I had my Ferrari for 2 days and my driver door wouldn't open from the outside.
So you should have went and got it fixed immediately.
It took a week and a half.
Why?
Because it's Ferrari. Okay. They don't see me immediately. I took it up there, but they was like, yeah, we're not going to be able to see you until the 14th.
T-Pain, it's a Ferrari. No, somebody still would have gave you some coochie. Cut it out.
Okay.
Listen.
You in a Ferrari, motherfucker.
Okay.
I played it off. I put the top down and opened that bitch.
No.
Hey, I don't give a fuck. You in a Ferrari. We gonna make it work.
All right. Here we go. Okay.
What's up, Pip? Go get him.
I got that Cadillac, motherfucker.
Oh, bro.
2017. Hold on.
It's not
please.
Giving.
Are you an Uber driver?
Can you just hold on?
Uber black head ass.
Okay.
Hold on, God.
Now, my doors open by themselves. If I push a button, that door
ain't
open.
Uh-huh.
Is that cool?
No, you have to get out
God
and open the door.
Damn! What the fuck?
Not you. He thought he ate.
Yeah, shivers.
He said, ain't ever seen a shit with the butterfly though. Why sit your ass down and come open the goddamn door?
Alright, okay, chivalrous man.
Okay, and then why are you picking me up in an Escalade too? I'm gonna sit in the back seat.
I ain't say it was an Escalade. This is one of the other Cadillacs.
The Cadillac motherfucker.
Oh, okay. The Cadillac motherfucker. Which one you had? Cadillac, the black one with the 34s on that bitch?
That was a DeVille. That was 2000.
Yo,
you don't want that.
Oh, 2000.
That was 2000. You talking about a 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. But chivalrous
okay,
man.
So,
yeah.
A chivalrous man.
That's one.
And a big thing is affection. And I'm not talking about just like, we like, if I'm walking past you,
mm-hmm,
little tap on the ass.
Oh,
if I'm
like
in the
that
fridge, this come up behind
okay,
me
wait a minute,
and
wait
hug
wait
me.
Wait a minute. I think, hold on.
No.
Hold on. I think you're talking about, I'm talking about like.
But if I like you, like we've been on two, three dates.
I'm talking about.
He said the first.
I'm talking about from the club.
Okay. But you can still show affection.
Ooh.
Let me tell you how. Let me tell you what this means.
Twins.
Hold on. This Bond and Dirt.
Here we go.
Watch out now. Watch out how you talk to her now.
This my
I had some bitches on my line. I had to
get their lips wet.
Period. Watch out now.
I like twins.
But no, hold on. Let me tell you why this guy got all my attention. Because this was our first date. We were leaving the spot and we were literally crossing the street. Mind you, I've been hit by a car before.
Okay. God dang.
Me and you both. This is good.
Relax, Ryan. Relax.
It's good.
I got hit by a car before. So,
three
like,
people
we
in
were
this room that I got hit by cars.
I got really? Hit by cars.
So that's me, you, and Zay back there.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah. The motherfucking car club. Let's go.
Anyways, but we were crossing the street and he like stopped and he like grabbed my hand. And he, like, pulled me close to him and was like, you know, making sure it's affection. You know, like, when we're in the club, the bottles come. You make sure my drink is, you know, you make sure, her. Mm. It's just little things. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, baby, you good? What you need? You need something? You ready to order the food? You ready to go? See, she wet right now. I just love little. Look how she looked at me. She love me. She want me real bad.
What? That's what's going on?
I get, oh, Affection, then.
Jesus.
Affection.
Okay, that's number two.
Hey, Amber, where you at? I need you. Pam, Pam, I need
what's
some drinks.
What's number three?
You can't be cheap.
Let's talk about it.
Wow.
Say what you really want.
You can't be broke. That's a big difference. Being cheap and being broke is two different things.
I think cheap is a nicer word.
It's nicer, but it's not the real word. No broke niggas!
Let me sip my drink.
Because I'm cheap as fuck.
Because
I'm gonna spend my money. I want to fuck tonight.
Because you can't be because you can't
see a picture of the type of women that you deal with. I'm so interested.
And I feel like we will not be impressed.
Yeah, damn.
Let's
y'all get niggas is thirsty.
Oh man. So
I don't think it's
I guess you can't be rich and cheap. You can be rich and cheap.
No.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can.
Oh yeah, you can.
But that's not.
No, you can't be rich.
You cheap.
I'm not cheap. I'm cheap with certain people. I'm cheap with certain people because I know that's what they came for.
And I like that too. Right.
Oh, don't be now cheap. You like it because Payne's head like
no,
it.
I like it because, yeah.
You don't
be
want,
cheap
you don't
with.
Want,
don't be just don't, giving right. money to everybody.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want
give
a nigga to, you don't want a nigga to just be open.
Because that goes into the next one.
That's what I'm saying. But your people start coming around. He start buying your friend's shit and shit because he got
you
it.
Ain't gonna like
that. You ain't gonna like that shit at all.
Hello.
I am standing right here.
You ain't gonna like that shit. Okay, so
that goes into the next one.
Don't be
what's
cheap.
The next one?
You cannot be too friendly.
Oh yeah,
we do not like what? Friendly niggas. No friendly. And when I say friendly, it reaches across a lot
much.
Of no, because it reaches a lot of boundaries. Like I'm not gonna lie, like friendly niggas to me are the type of niggas that make TikToks.
Wow.
Damn.
Because why is you on TikTok?
Not they hitting the wall.
Why is you on
Damn,
TikTok?
You got to delete your account.
Yeah, my shit over. I'm deleting it right now. It's over.
What it is.
Delete
TikTok. Hey, Siri, delete TikTok.
I don't like it. I don't like
it. She said I can't remove apps. I don't
but
know.
But like
I don't
friendly.
Know.
Like friendly, like literally every woman that walk in the club, it's different if people know you.
Damn!
You're different.
No wonder them bitches don't be liking me no more. I've been fucking talking to all the
hoes. So if people walk in and know T-Pain, like, yeah, you gonna know? You know you gonna know T-Pain. But, my nigga, if you just my nigga, and you know, why is every girl walking here like, girl, there he go, girl. Yeah. Oh, let me go speak to him real quick.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And if people speak, but even if on your level, if people speak to you, needs to be like, oh, I'm a fan. Nobody needs to be calling you by your government.
Oh, they
you know
do
how
that
girls do when
they
like
do
when they
see
drinking a club, girl,
yeah.
there go Aubrey, girl. Yeah.
I mean, but everybody knows his name Aubrey, though. That's
but it doesn't matter.
They do that a lot.
I'm just saying, like, if somebody come in and call you your government, and I'm your woman, and I'm with you for the night,
right?
Hello, let's.
But
be
you gotta
too.
Give him a. You gotta give him a second. You gotta give him a second.
No.
Yeah, you gotta give him a second to be like, hey, how you doing? It's my girl. It's my girl.
Hello.
Hey, it's my girl.
Right.
It's my girl.
Yeah,
my girl.
So we don't like the friendliness. Too friendly. I don't
so
like
if he's
that.
Not friendly, then he's getting the pocket.
But we're not saying like an asshole. I don't like niggas that be like, oh, bitch. Hold on, bitch.
Hey, yo, bitch.
No, yeah, like, nah. We ain't saying that.
Hey, I'm gonna put myself out.
Yeah, you done.
I'm gonna put myself
you're
out.
You're out of the
you
game.
You be calling
buddy.
Girls bitches?
What?
Get out.
Now you know damn bitch. Well he be calling
well,
girls
you got
bitches.
Me fucked up.
He was about to
because
say, bitch.
Just, no,
yeah.
I
bitch.
That's what he wanted
but
to
look,
tell me. He said,
but
he wants to be like, bitch, shut up.
But see, look. When we go out, right? When we hang out and shit, y'all don't understand the shit I gotta go through. I gotta go through shit hanging out with this nigga right here.
This is shit he put himself through. I don't know.
If a motherfucker come up to me, I'm gonna give you a prime example. And
prime.
And Pam Pam saw it too. She saw
prime.
It.
What's already?
I know she saw it. So we standing there. And I don't know if you remember. We was at the club. We was all drinking.
And
whoa,
pin-ups?
Whoa. Yes.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That shit pissed me off. Like, bitch, what are you talking to?
A girl was in the corner.
Yeah, you better tell the right motherfucking
story
too.
I'm telling on my side of the story. Girl was in the corner. I said, damn, baby, you okay? She was like, yeah, your friend weird as fuck.
What? Wait, you ain't even let me tell my point, though. She couldn't say that. Points were made.
You can't, don't say, look. She said, yeah, your friend weird as fuck. I went to him and I'm like, bro, what the fuck did you do?
Yeah.
And then he was like, I didn't do nothing.
You did.
And I'm like, bro, what's going on? And I brought the chick over there. I'm like, what did he do? She was like, oh, that ain't him. Never mind.
I would have thought it was you.
You just pissed me off, nigga.
But listen, in her defense,
listen,
you look like you do stuff weird.
I would have thought it was him.
No, I would have thought it was you too.
No, look, listen. I thought it was me.
Yep, he did it.
Whatever you said, then you did.
I did it. What did she say?
What happened?
First of all, you had a cup full of liquor in your cup, in your thing.
As usual.
As usual, right? Uh-huh. So I got the bottle, and he like, man, give me some more drink. And I'm like, nah, you don't need no more. You got a fucking cup full of liquor. You don't need no more. And she like, nigga, get him that drink. Nigga, give him the drink. Nigga.
Period.
I said, who is you talking to?
No, I don't remember.
But she had the face of the nigga, give him the drink, nigga. And
she
I'm
was
like,
trying to finesse.
No, what's nigga, good, he nigga? Already had drink. He don't need no more. That and then he like, oh, he like, okay. he go, I ain't got nothing in my cup. Let me get some. I'm like,
First of all, whatever. I never have a full cup.
And I'm already mad. I'm mad at that point.
I never fill my cup up with liquor.
I literally have a system.
I go up to here. I drink that. I let that sit for a second.
So you don't think I know that? Mm-hmm. Do you think I know? Don't know that.
I'm fine with you knowing that. You said to them, I had a full cup of liquor.
You did.
I had it up to my level where I'm at. Just say that. Say I had my
drink. He had a level full of liquor, and he ain't even no more level of that.
It's not like you was ruining her finesse game, and you need to move out the way.
I'm just saying, but
that's good.
That's good. I mean, thank you, Pip.
But you're being a good friend, though.
Thank you, Pip.
I was being a good friend. You was being a good friend.
I don't be liking, you know, it's certain shit. The motherfucker just be like,
a bitch like me.
I'm going to put my drink down.
I'm trying to finesse.
Yeah.
She was trying to finesse.
Hey, sit your ass down. Then everybody around me, they're like, what's wrong with Pip?
Yeah.
And it's all my fault. It's all my fault. And she get to stay. She get to stay.
Weird ass nigga.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yep.
Hashtag me too. Weird ass nigga.
And I'm sitting over in the corner like, I hate this bitch.
This
bitch get on my fucking nerves.
I can't wait to go.
Now, don't we got one more?
We got one more. We got the last one.
Give it to him,
Dre. A nigga just gotta be a good time.
There it is. A good hang, motherfucker. God.
A nigga gotta be fun. That was because a good one. You be out in the club with niggas and they be spending mad money and buying all the bottles.
Right.
You know, at the strip club, they got 30 racks. They giving them to you. You spend them on
that
a bitch.
You know about.
Well, I'm saying what they give you at the club, you know, to throw out, to ration out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Is that a good time or you going to say something else after that?
That's a good time?
Crazy.
No, I'm saying to throw out to the beaches.
I got
to
throw 30 racks to have a good time?
I didn't say that.
Okay, I was just waiting for the
rest. Those have been the environments I have been in. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. Since I've moved to Atlanta, every time me and you have been to the club together, whereas with been with my person or your person, it's been a minimum of like 30K.
It's crazy. So I feel like, being a fun time is important.
Uh-huh.
It's because men be boring.
But can we eliminate the 30? Can we be fun without the 30?
You can't. No, you can't.
That's the minimum.
What the fuck?
No, but we're talking about strip club dates. But honestly, like, I'm a live band.
I'm lowering my standard.
I'm a live band music girl. Like, if you take
which
me to
kind
a
of live
spot,
band?
Like, bands, and they playing the music, and they got
that's
the
usually
singing.
What bands are, but I'm saying, like.
No, listen. The place I went to last night, they was singing, what? I can't remember what song
he
they was singing.
We know what a live band
yeah, you
is.
Know what I mean. They doing covers
what
and shit.
What genre of live band?
They was singing your shit.
Damn it. I put that on. That's fucking hilarious. How did you end up in Tallahassee?
And they were singing, what's that other song by the Jonas Brothers? The Jealous song?
Damn.
I still get
You have a good fucking time in Nashville.
I had a ball. We went to Nashville. That was our first live show.
Nashville is fucking fire.
So, but you have to be a good time. Yeah. Like, don't just do some, like, regular-ass shit. Like, niggas get creative.
Because men be boring.
Niggas be boring.
Especially because they think they got money and they spending it. They be, like, thinking you having a good time. Nigga, I am not having a ball.
You know what this sounds like? I'm just speak my truth at this
gosh.
Point. I'm just going
to Let it out.
I'm just going to say it. I think y'all need to start hanging out with broke niggas.
I think not.
I think you lie.
Nope. I think
you're a liar.
Because it ain't nobody more creative.
Look, it was I'm sprung.
Nigga that ain't got no money.
It was I'm sprung.
Oh, my God.
And he did a good job.
Jesus. I'm telling you.
Can I play it?
It ain't nobody. You was actually.
No, yeah. No, I was in the spot. Oh, it probably not going to work. It was just a little. Oh. Listen.
Is this the same shit right here?
Were we at the same spot?
Oh my fucking God. Jesus Christ.
No, we was at Nacho was on a date.
No. Nacho found my man.
They was on an Instagram date.
My man, your man.
Everybody from Jacksonville, get out the room.
But no, he was definitely singing your shit. And he was singing it real hard.
Shout out to them niggas though.
But that's the type of life, but it's different.
I think y'all need to just take one night and just chill.
No, because
chill
even
with
on
a
date,
broke niggas.
No,
you know how old I am.
I definitely want to know.
Thank you.
Because you ain't old as the half of the room on this side.
Thanks.
How old do you think we are? And be honest, because it's not going to hurt my feelings. I don't give a fuck.
What you mean? I'm old as fuck. What are you talking about?
How old do you think we are?
At least 27.
I'm 31.
And nice. I'm 33.
Okay.
Gang niggas
shit.
Is old.
Gang shit.
We a little seasoned.
We are seasoned.
But I have dated seasoned. Broke niggas already. That's why I don't agree with you. I don't feel like I need to revisit that era.
You need to do that now. Because if you dated broke niggas while you was broke too, it ain't going to work out. He ain't got to do nothing.
And it will work out now?
Yeah, it's going to work out now because you're trying to keep you. He got something to work
toward. I don't like it here. I hate it.
He got something to work towards.
No.
Goddamn it. Yeah, you got
with no money?
Let me tell you something. You get a broke nigga and he just date another chick in the same hood that he live in. He ain't gonna do nothing. He ain't gonna open in that fucking broke door from her on the inside or the outside. He ain't doing none of that shit. You send his ass on a date with Nicki Minaj, he got some fucking work to do.
But how do you open a broke door?
And that's why she's still with that nigga.
Figure it out if you got the right motherfucker. You figure it out. You get in that bitch.
I'd rather
you
be
get
alone.
In that bitch and lay down in the front seat and kick the shit out of that motherfucker until something happens.
I don't want no nigga that gotta borrow the key.
You ain't got to borrow that. I'm just saying, but he gonna get creative. He gonna take
it. I'm not saying a man has to be like wealthy and rich, but you gotta have something going on.
He gonna take
on.
You to that one spot in the project that don't nobody else know about. It's just his little happy place. You can see the stars and shit. He got a blanket from the homeless shelter.
Bye. And it's stank. Bye.
They live
bye.
In Atlanta. They live in Atlanta, bye. Payne. They ain't gonna understand
they
that.
They're not gonna understand.
No, because you're gonna be laying on that blanket, then all of a sudden you're gonna hear gonna get shot the fuck up.
That's not they not shooting. They not shooting at us. They're not shooting at
it's
us.
It's the atmosphere. They're shooting at the stars.
Y'all are not. This is terrible. This is a terrible
thing. They're trying to get you a star by shooting it.
No, right.
They're
going to
come down.
You see shooting stars?
You.
That ain't shooting stars. It's just tracer rounds and shit.
I'm not telling. But I think that's the thing that gets misconstrued. We're not saying that you have to have a man that's worth $30 million that's spending 30 racks at the club, but have somebody who can bring something to the table. That's it.
That is excessive.
And a nice
30
day.
30 racks is
irresponsible. I'm not going to lie. When we first moved out here, shit was white.
Was that pandemic time when you moved out here?
No, I moved here in 2016.
And I was 2017.
God, both of y'all from Houston?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm from Orange, Texas. Fruit City. Motherfucking 409. Don't play with
let them know.
It.
Don't play with them.
409. Yo. Fruit City. Yo. Go to Triangle, baby.
Wow. Fruit City, baby.
Go on, keep it trill. Show that hairy ass hoe.
Hey.
Pimp C all day.
Okay, first of all, Pimp C is
Bomba,
from Fort
baby.
Arthur.
What we talking about?
It's a I said Golden Triangle. See, she how... See...
Because see? I just had, because you be acting like it's the same city.
It is,
and it's
the
not.
Same area. Go on, keep it trill. Show that hairy asshole. Tell them real bad bitches get down on the
floor.
Come on.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
We're not going to do this debate today, but I was
yeah,
about to
is.
Ask
gotcha.
You again.
We're going to do it today.
Who is from Orange?
Lex P.
Hey.
Hit the button. Hit the goddamn button.
Lex P. Hit the button again.
Hit the button.
Oh my God! So all of that stuff. So all of that stuff. You're You open the pocketbook.
Wait. Oh, I thought you meant my purse.
No.
You're wild.
No, I just feel like at the end of the day, it's all about vibes and having a good time. And the things that I like to do, it may cost a little coin.
Oh. So they're going to call me $30,000 and hit that pussy now.
I didn't say that. I said that was a little extreme. And that's, but you know what? We was just talking about this.
She did say everybody got a price.
That's how you get. I did say that.
She did say everybody
But let me say this real quick. No. Let me finish.
Y'all fight about this.
When you come in, and when you move to Atlanta, and
I thought
a nigga,
you was about to say something else.
That too, when you come in Atlanta. When you move to Atlanta, and you come in Atlanta, a nigga spend 30 racks, that's how you get lost in the sauce.
It is.
That's why you drain the cold.
We can do an experiment and play with these hoes and go outside and act like we doing that shit and them bitches fucking that night.
Let's go try it.
Pull it out. Huh? We about to go out tonight.
Hey man, let me know how it was.
All I'm saying is 20 racks. I mean 30 racks. If you spending it on somebody else, why is that impressing me?
Like it impresses a lot of women because you think
you're gonna get the next day around.
No, the reason I said that is because now I know you're not broke. I know you ain't broke, but I don't care that you spent 30 racks in a strip club.
I feel like that's irresponsible.
But that's because these bitches don't have shit, though.
And me back in the day, I used to put that shit in my purse.
Come on now.
Period.
You know, that's how you do it. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to the purse ladies.
Shout out to the purse ladies.
Spend that shit and get it right back.
You got to spend a few dollars and put the rest.
There you go. That makes sense. Well, that's hope you wrote that down, fellas.
Because it was a lot.
But don't spend 30 racks in the club.
Please, yeah,
don't do that.
Irresponsible.
Not 10, right now. We in a recession.
10 is good.
Pending recession.
Yeah, it could be 10. 10 is cool.
10 is nice. But 10 is like if you got all the accommodations. Like, you know, you got to have the wristbands. Fellas, if you don't know about wristbands,
wristbands
in the strip club, please figure that out. Just ask the house mom about it.
I'm not giving them the ones you're talking to. I'm not even giving them 10 no more, though. Like, we talking about, like, you can spend a little 10, you know what I'm saying? You be like...
10 is...
But 10 for, like, the average person going to the club?
I'm not gonna lie to you. 10 is a lot for me. Because I'm responsible with my
That's team. What I'm saying. That's you know why I said I'm not even giving people 10 no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, 10 is a lot for me because I just every time I throw something, I'm like, fuck, I could have bought a... Could have bought a front bumper for this race car.
Yeah.
I could have bought a bitch with this. I could have bought a whole bitch with this and she ain't gonna do shit. Her rent is what I done paid.
As soon as I throw that next hundred. Fuck, we needed cups for the fucking pie.
Yo, because these motherfuckers got me drinking out of this shit right here. Look at this, is what we drinking out of right now.
We needed cups for the podcast, guys. I went to the strip club the other night. But I like to get a bunch of money in the strip club and then bring most of it home.
Same.
Yeah, I like to bring a lot of it home.
That's you're not what I'm saying.
My money still with
yes.
me.
Oh yeah, I'm taking it home.
If I get 10 grand, I'll spend 5 and then take 5 and I'm like, hey, you, do y'all want some money that you ain't got to tip out on? And come on to the house.
No, that's right.
Come on to the house.
I knew them stripper poles was up there for something.
Come on now. We're not playing around. You should have seen the shit before we painted it. There was footprints all on the ceiling and shit.
Footprints.
Do it.
Twist it.
Spin it.
But that's what it is. That was Boy Miles Top 5. Guys, it's the Net Boy Radio Podcast. We will be...
Shut it down.
Right back.
Y'all didn't do it.
Right back.
It's too late. We're fading out.
Oh, damn.
It's over. Yeah.
Don't know if I made it back home.
So if you guys are just finding out, the Pizzle Pack is a bunch of beats and songs that you can use in the background of your streams. It's always good to use these as beds. They're not for recording on top of. They're not for permanent anything. They're not for your mixtape. It's for using as beds in the background of your stream. If you're awkward as fuck like me and you don't like silence to be in the background of your shit, this is the perfect thing for you. It literally is a bunch of beats and songs that won't get you DMCA'd, and it's actually
good beats and songs and not that royalty-free bullshit.
On today's episode of How Fucked Up Is Fucked Up. That's fucked up.
What happened?
Twin over there, like, twin. You heard it, right? Just that part. Just that one part right here.
Lex Jam, what's fucked up?
We drunk. I'm every not gonna time. We fucking drunk.
I'm not
drunk. I told y'all to chill out.
Okay.
Y'all usually I'm drink
little,
wine.
Y'all I'm a little tipsy.
Just a little. But tell us what's fucked up.
Friend, why do you keep calling us out like this?
So you said, wait, what are we doing right now?
What's fucked up?
What's fucked up?
Everything. Aaron, I'm not gonna lie today.
What's your favorite fucked up thing?
You know what's fucked up right now? I just started getting money, and life is the most expensive as it's ever been.
Yo, nigga.
Why is milk $5?
Yeah.
I'm trying to sit on my balcony, eat a little Cheerios.
Yeah,
and live good.
You playing Cheerios?
I don't eat Cheerios at all. I thought that's what rich people did. I thought you was gonna be like, yeah, me too.
No, we do extra unhealthy shit.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I am blessed.
Uh-huh.
But life is so expensive right now, and I just started getting to the good side of life.
It's not cheap. Inflation.
Yeah. Oh my God. And housing that shit is fucked up.
Yeah, housing is super fucked up.
I was about to get an Airbnb. I was like, fuck that shit.
That shit's super.
You know what's crazy? Because I was like, I was looking into like buying houses and flipping them. Like, that's what I want to do. And I was like, not right now.
You gotta go to a poor neighborhood like Detroit or Chicago to do some shit like that. Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to do that here.
Yeah, so that's what's fucked up for me right now.
But the other side of that is also, now that you're getting money, people give you free shit all the time.
And that's a fact.
That's true.
That's more fucked up.
I got a big old package of some clothes the other day. I started throwing everything out my closet. Fashion Nova. Yeah,
but it's like, don't wait until I can afford it.
I know. And they be sending us shit we don't even want. Manscaped. That company, Manscaped.
But that works for everything.
They be sending us trimmers for niggas' balls.
That works for everything.
That's why I said, speak for yourself.
That works
for everything. You can trim that hairy ass.
I shave a little coochie. I'm saying, armpit.
My wife be using the shit in the shower.
Little booty hole.
I told you gonna get that booty.
You be
take turns. Take turns.
Booty hole. Yo. You know?
Take turns. Baby, I missed a spot. Give it back.
That's what I'm saying. I like my Manscaped package.
No, I like it, but I'm like, I ain't got a man what I need it for.
I just want to be prepared.
It's literally called the ball trimmer 4.0.
You want to be prepared. You always want to be prepared. My mama say I always wear clean drawers. You never know when you're going
to
get pulled over.
I'm ready to trim some balls if I
need to,
I guess.
That's a fact.
You're a black man in America. You never know when you're going to get frisked and pulled over and they're going to tell you to drop your drawers. You got to keep them clean.
Yeah, you do. And you ain't going to nick it. You know.
You might spend that 30 and fuck that night, goddamn.
You might spend that 30. You never know.
I'm saying this.
I feel like y'all always got to be prepared.
Oh, you know what I did today? Let me tell you how prepared I am.
I want to know too.
I was getting dressed, right?
Yeah.
I said, let me put this shit on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Put that shit on.
I put on my poor mind's fit.
And I had
some socks on. I said, let me make sure my socks max in case T-Pain asked me what my socks look like.
You got to be prepared.
My socks don't ever match. I got black socks.
Your socks match your drawers.
I said, you know what? And I did that too.
They are black. Okay,
the
all right.
Extra credit.
I gotta be ready. Because I have been on some people podcasts that ask crazy shit.
Yo.
We went on a podcast one time. They was like, "Oh, y'all got pretty feet." I'm glad Drea's feet was done. Because mine was looking like this.
But I'm always ready to pull out my feet.
There we go.
I was like this.
Hey, Big Tigger, you're not here tonight.
Big
Tigger would love to have you pull out the feet on this one right here.
So yeah, I was like, I'm ready.
Thank God, Jesus Christ. But yeah, now that you got money, everything is more expensive, but also people give you free shit.
Yeah.
But you can also afford the free shit, and they wouldn't give it to you for free when you couldn't afford it.
But you know what else is fucked up?
What else is fucked up?
Fucking dating.
Dating is fucked up.
Dating
y'all. She got to spend $30,000 to fuck with y'all, motherfucker. What the fuck are you talking about?
We did
about?
Not say that.
Shit, the fuck.
Well, you know what's really fucked up?
They had at least
up?
Five things you got to do to get
You know what's really fucked up? You're right. Because even if you spend the $30,000, I still might not like you for real.
Oh, hell no. You gonna give me that pussy for $30,000? I bought you for the year.
The
30,
year,
yes. Yeah,
that's, oh not, that's not even that. No, that's not even a salary.
What
word.
You mean? You ain't got to do it's nothing. You just salary. Made $30,000 for free.
Pretty bad salary. Pretty that's bad not even salary. Minimum wage.
It's not. It's
what's minimum wage?
It's $7.50.
But a year, yeah, we gonna, a year. Yeah, what's the what's
go ahead, the? Go know. Ahead, do the math. But my even math if it is, good. I'm right, not
y'all
a minimum
talk real
wage.
Quick. I'm gonna do the math real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, I can't.
Well,
do
I'll math. Say this: dating sucks right now because I feel like men have all the options and we
okay,
have no
okay,
options.
Okay, no.
It's so hard to find a good man.
No,
I disagree.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I am a catch.
I disagree. I don't think
I am a catch.
Hey,
I'm giving
hey,
what I'm supposed
hey,
to
hey,
give.
Excuse me.
What is it?
Okay, go
excuse
ahead.
It's 20 something. It's 20 something.
What is it?
This bitch is broke.
What is
so,
it?
So, $14,400.
Wow.
You bitches is broke.
Wait, no. You did that math.
$750.
You did that
he
math.
Did
what you mean? $750.
No, nigga,
the
look
the minimum wage supposed to be, should have been $1,500. I mean,
look
$15.
You did $750 times 40.
No, look it up. Don't do
yeah,
the math on your own.
Times four.
I want
times 12.
Times 52.
No, I don't, want this
which
study.
Is 12.
I want this study. I want the study
of what?
The study. You
the actual,
you
the real numbers.
You ain't factoring in overtime. You. I want the study. Look it
the
up. Google
they working overtime.
Google it.
They don't even work. One work in.
Google
first of all,
it.
Let me
all
say
right.
This.
Annual salary
when
of somebody
I had
that
a
makes,
job, right. I was definitely working.
What's
overtime?
The annual salary of somebody that makes minimum wage? That's all you need.
Let's look it up.
But look, dating.
Dating is hard.
No. Everybody's got the same amount of opportunities.
Okay, that
everybody's got the same amount of opportunities.
Yeah,
I feel like it's hard.
I think dating is hard right now. I do think it's hard,
it's hard
but
for everybody.
I don't think it's more hard for women than it is for men. I think shit is just fucked up. Mainly because of social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
that's it. Like to me,
that's
the
a big
main.
Part of it. That's
let
huge.
Me tell you what's gonna happen though, because going into that, you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna cut that clip of us talking about that 30,000 shit, and they're gonna be like, "This is why."
Yeah, it is.
Well, the good news is we ain't popular enough for people to start cutting clips.
Oh, they gonna find it. They
gonna find it.
I'm
telling
you.
You seen some of the fucked up shit I didn't say it on here? They don't clip our show.
I'm
they're
dead.
Fine.
But go ahead.
But no, yeah, I just feel like shit is fucked up because of social media. Like, social media really be having people thinking that you can always do better. In reality, like, not trying to be mean or nothing, but some of y'all can't do better.
Yeah.
Y'all need
to
stick with who y'all
are. It really do be like basic regular bitches on there. Like, you got to pay for this person.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, what are you bringing to the table then?
Right.
Not chamber and shit.
Right.
But at the same time, why do we attack people because they have standards? If this is what this
because
girl,
usually because usually those people that have those kinds of standards don't allow the other person to have any. It's just like you can't expect nothing from me, but I can expect everything from you.
And I do feel like realistically,
hamburger.
If you're going to have certain standards, you need to be able to meet the criteria to a certain extent yourself.
Right.
I feel like if you don't, you delusional.
Yeah, because if somebody's
but
like,
who's to
if,
say? But who is the judge of that? Though?
If somebody, but it's not a judgment. It's not a judgment. It's just straight up fair.
But the thing
if you
is,
come
though,
on, if you,
you
come on there saying you got to treat me like a queen, and somebody says, "Okay, what are you going to do that?"
But the thing is she's saying you have to treat me like a queen.
That's cool.
I feel like it's because
I'm ready to do that.
It's a situation that she's been in before, and
cool.
She's not gonna
guess what
lower her standards.
Guess what? You don't have to. But what do I get?
And
I'm gonna do all that, shit that you want
right.
me to do, and you expect, and you saying I'm that's fair. I'm gonna do that. What do I get?
And
okay,
saying that you want a man to treat you like a queen is not super specific. Like, just being like, I want a man. Because,
that's
like,
vague as hell, yeah.
Yeah, it's very vague. Just like, I want a man man to treat me like a queen. So being treated like a queen is whatever that is in your mind.
Mm-hmm. You want me to overthrow you and poison your drink, bitch?
But when you start talking about specific things like women being like, oh, I want you, like, you gotta pay my bills, you gotta buy me this, you gotta buy me that, you gotta do X, Y, and Z, then I feel like that's very specific. And then sometimes when you look at some of the women that say those things, then I think that sometimes men kind of be like, well, why would I do that?
But at the same time, you may have the personality that, you know, yeah, that allows for that. I fuck with personalities. Yeah. It don't matter what you look like. It don't matter how you come across, how you carry yourself. You cool as fuck.
Right.
We chilling. We vibing. We good. But at the same time, if I'm doing all these things, all these specific things that you have laid out all across for everybody to know. So now, not only am I doing these things for you, everybody that has ever seen you knows that I'm doing that for you because you said you wouldn't be with a man,
right?
Unless he is. Why the fuck am I miserable then?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. Like, this is so one way. It's a one way street. What's going on? Like, I just want some kind of reciprocation. You know what I'm saying? Head for head or something. Shit.
But I'm not gonna lie. I think that's a lot of things that people miss whenever me and Drea talk to, because we are lovers. Like, I seeing you, like, I've seen you in love before. I've been in love before. And it's like, one thing about us is like, when a man is giving us like what we want and he's meeting the marks, mm-hmm, we are gonna pour into our men.
Yeah.
And I think people look at that like a bad thing. Like, if you pour into your man or if you want to do things for him, you a pick me.
I mean, it's kind of, yeah, that's kind of been portrayed as like the cool thing to do. Like, if you're a woman, you kind of get to do that.
But like,
that's kind of been what it, that's, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what's been put on everybody.
And playing devil's advocate, I also feel like we used to be those type of women.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That would like be like, oh, I'm not dating a certain type of nigga, or I'm not doing certain shit. But it was like, we never really had like no reason to say that.
I mean, but, it, but it's like
now I can say that shit.
In an example, like Meg, prime example, right? Like Megan Thee Stallion. When she first started out, she was doing her thing. A lot of lyrics in her songs were like, nigga, you got to give me your money. You got to do me your shit. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. She's rich as shit. One of the richest fucking women damn near in the world. She's still saying that stuff.
Exactly.
Wait, hey, I got to give you my money still? What's going on?
Yeah, we do.
How?
Because my
standards. You got more of it.
It doesn't matter because
I get it. Now, I can have, okay, now if you're saying I need to have a certain amount of money to date you, cool.
Because the thing is,
and we can share this, but I want some of yours too. Can I have some of yours?
I mean, and I get that, but the thing about it is, like,
damn,
I agree.
You got to buy me something.
I'm not buying you shit, but give you my money.
I got to give you mine? Are you going to do it? Or
can
I just
buy
you shit?
Yeah, you can just buy.
What? Okay, so we can just buy each other shit.
It doesn't matter. It's all in one pot.
No. That's not what that sounds like.
I'm at a point in my life where I would really be cool with a nigga just buying me shit. Like, he don't have to give me money. Because I have enough money to sustain my lifestyle on my own. So I don't need a man to necessarily give me money unless that's something he wants to do. But yeah, you gonna buy me shit. You gonna take me on vacation.
I wanna get, just because, like you said, when Meg started off from the beginning to where she is now, she was a queen then and she is a queen
absolutely
now. So why does it have to change?
You want to get treated nice, but when it comes to money, that's a different thing.
But at the same time, mm-hmm, let me play devil's advocate.
It's the effort, but also
things probably may have changed in her personal life. We don't know that.
It's
entertainment.
I get you. But again, it's always gonna be them people that say, well, she's telling other girls that, you know.
Because they should, because the other girls are on her level. So you're supposed to.
I'm saying. Okay, Lex, this is what me and you gonna disagree. To me, the accumulation of wealth changes your mindset when it comes to shit like that. I feel like I said certain shit when I was younger because I was younger and I did not know better.
Yes.
Now that I am older, I don't feel like if you don't have certain shit, why should you be able to require certain things from certain from people when you don't have it yourself or you can't get it yourself or you don't have the means to get it yourself, especially if you're not bringing anything to that person's life that is changing change in their life. Because don't get me wrong, sometimes you do have women who they might not make a lot of money or whatever, but they come into a nigga life and they give them
they take care of them, they give them a lot of peace.
They're bringing something to the table. Or
and you deserve that. You deserve to be to have that back. You deserve to get taken care of. You deserve to get that.
Or they might have certain ideas that you don't have. Like, they put you in position to where you a nigga who can make more money now. Yeah. Like, you have women like that. But majority...
Remember Cardi said, I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell y'all, I got this ring.
But this
and then Offset posted that video of her cleaning up.
But that's what I'm saying. But I agree with that
majority of people,
and I agree with you 1,000%, but this is how I feel. Mm-hmm. When I was in my early 20s, this is what I did. Mm-hmm. And I was having a ball, and niggas was spending money. I was getting the bags. And I feel like when you're in your younger 20s, and I always say that, that's what you're supposed to do. Run it up, have fun, be, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like when you get older, your opinion is going to change. Yeah. And you're going to want, I require more. Because you know what? Uh-huh. The things that a 23-year-old woman requires is going to be totally different from what I require.
Yeah.
So I don't care how much money you have. If you lame and you don't do the X, Y, and Z.
But are these requirements because they're your requirements, and that's just because you what you want, or these are requirements because you know what you're gonna give, you know what you're gonna bring on the other side.
I know what I'm gonna bring on the other
that's
side.
That's totally fair. And that's totally fair. If you feel like that's reciprocation for your requirement,
is it the value or is it the effort?
Because a rich nigga can just give you whatever you want, and you're going to feel love.
And I've had that.
That's what I'm saying. But he's going to give you whatever you want, and you're going to feel love.
And it's not enough.
You get a broke nigga, and he go.
Now, see,
he
why go, you baby, take it too far?
But you just said that's not enough.
No, you take it too far.
The broke nigga can give you everything.
No, the broke nigga cannot give you everything. But it's going to be more effort. Broke niggas are good people.
I'm not saying that. Niggas are niggas. I'm saying the right nigga.
Niggas are niggas. Just remember that, though.
I'm saying the right nigga. Because rich niggas do dumb shit, too.
Stupid.
I'm saying the right nigga. I'm saying, but if a nigga come
to you. If you going to pick your poison, at least have a little money.
Nah. If a nigga come to you and he said, baby, I just dug up a whole bitch to get you this ring, you need to put this on and I'll be back in 2 weeks when the police stop looking for me.
I would hope you wouldn't put the ring on.
You just need to hide it till I come back. I'm going to clean it off. But it's just the effort. I think if the requirements are reciprocated with what you have those requirements because you know what you're going to bring back to those things, absolutely, no question.
I mean, and even with saying, okay, at 23, you're supposed to run it up on niggas, like, I feel like that's what we felt like we were supposed to do. But me at 31 now, if I could talk to my 23-year-old self, it's like, no, that's not the goal, to run it up on niggas.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, that's what we did. But if you're doing that, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not judging you if that's what you're doing.
Yeah, but I'm no longer promoting
No, we don't at all.
But we used to.
Oh, of course, because that's what we were living.
I mean, that's what young motherfuckers
are doing now. But this is what's crazy about Poor Minds.
You guys running it up.
The main thing that we say on our show all the time is, girl, get your money and start your business. Invest in yourself. Because nobody's, at the end of the day, people leave, people die, you lose people, and you're going to have yourself. Right. Take care of yourself first.
That's what it is all the time. Shout out to self-care.
It's like, at the end of the day, you can't depend on these niggas. You have to pick yourself up.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that's really the message that we try to send, because that's what we had to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's all fun. Like, you know, we joke around and stuff, but it's like, if you're young, have fun.
Fucking fun.
But you gotta realize it's gonna be 10 years later.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna be
sitting at your table. Well, maybe not the T-Pain table.
Oh, you're not gonna sit at T-Pain table. Because you've been bullshitting for too long.
In here.
It is. Because you've been bullshitting for too long. And now you're 33 and you stripping. stripping still, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with still stripping at 33. I'm not saying
I'm going to the strip club after this season for 33
year old. I'm not saying that, but I know.
No, you're not. You're going to ask for the 23 year old.
Exactly.
You're right. That's where I'll be fucking up. That's where I'll be fucking up already.
I don't know. Still fucking around 23 year old. I'm asking for the old lady.
And there's nothing wrong with stripping at 33.
Why
does
she
got to
be old?
No, there's a literal old lady. Shout out to the old lady at Claremont. What is she fucking? 70
oh, my God.
70.
It's the oldest stripper in the world.
She's 70?
Yeah, they're Claremont Lounge. Y'all ain't never been Claremont Lounge?
Y'all ain't never been Claremont Lounge?
Y'all ain't living too good. We got to take this to Claremont Lounge. Now I feel like I need to go. I need to see a 70 year old stripper. I think she's older than that. I'm not gonna lie to you. You need to go.
We need to take them.
But she's obviously doing it because she loves it. Now there's a difference.
No, she, that bitch hates everybody.
Oh, well, no. I used to work at the most poppin' strip club in Houston.
What?
Every girl. I used to work at Dreams in Houston when Dreams was at
Dreams.
Its...
Dreams!
When that was at its peak.
I kicked out of there.
Every
time.
Bad bitch that you've ever seen that was an Instagram baddie, everybody worked there. So what I say that because... What I've seen and what I've witnessed and what I lived is nobody wants to be like still in the club in their 30s. So that's what I say. When
as far
I'm
as
like,
the stripper or the person,
if you start at 18, that's probably not a good.
That's what I'm saying.
As far as like dancing, bartending,
and I'm not saying there's anything wrong because I was still bartending at 30.
I was in. I stopped.
Yeah, I was still bartending.
No
when
shade
I,
though.
What was I? Because how old was I when I moved here? 27.
26.
27? 27. Yeah, I was 27, yeah. So I wasn't bartending still, but I still had a 9-to-5, and there's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5 either, because if I got to do it tomorrow, I will. I'll clock in.
Come on, clock in, goddamn.
Well, nothing is wrong with, like, if you're... Because I feel like it's a difference between being, like, a mixologist and, like, a real bartender.
Yes.
And then, like...
Just bartending
working
at the club.
Yeah.
Like, so if you're just, like... Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about, the difference between, like, you're just... You're really going to, like, make ends meet, and you've been doing the same thing. You've just been stagnant.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people just get lost in the sauce on that, like... You get lost in that club life.
They're almost ready to leave. It's like, I got this. You get this shit two more nights. And then that
same night, that shit is hard.
That same night, one nigga coming in and spend that 30, they'd be like, okay, two more years. I can get five more years.
It's hard.
Five more years. But that's what's fucked up, guys.
Yeah.
That's solid, solid fucking. I mean,
but that goes back to shit being fucked up because everything's so high.
Everything is high.
That you gotta still work in the club when you 38.
Absolutely, and also, I gotta still scam to go to the club to give it to y'all, motherfucker. Pussy costs too much.
Yeah, pussy is too high. Pussy
honestly, too no, y'all lying. That's
what you
how
mean?
No, how much pussy y'all really? The 300? Pussy, the price is going 300? Down. I don't know. I don't sell pussy.
No more.
Hey, I like that.
I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
No, but pussy is discounted right now.
It's not.
It's not.
I feel like it's going out for the low.
It's going out for the low for return customers. It's not really. You got to have a membership.
Not for the new customers.
Members on it. Pussy costs too much. Yeah. But guys, that's what's fucked up. Go recollect on that shit. How much does pussy cost now?
I don't know.
$250, $300. It's still $250, $300.
I'll take ten, motherfucker.
If it's $250, $300.
I know somebody when I was working the club, she was selling pussy for $500.
Oh,
I swear to God.
Anytime me and my wife get faced with the price, it's up there. The least amount me and my wife have had is $3,000.
That's the least.
You paid $3,000 for some pussy?
I mean, that's like a...
Why are you in his business?
Like, why is you in my business?
You don't want to ask this nigga
if this nigga done paid $3,000 for some pussy.
That's low.
Exactly. That's low.
I could have salted that up for you.
You could have salted it? I don't know. This is a high quality bitches. I ain't gonna lie to you now.
Exactly. That's why I said these must have been some Las Vegas bitches.
Shout out to the old Onyx. That shit was fucking lit. Wow. All right, that's what's fucked up. Y'all be good. This is Nut Boy Radio Podcast. We will be
shut it down.
Right back.
Nope, too late.
You too.
Damn.
Too late. You did.
Sorry.
You did.
Too late. Please.
You got plenty of time.
No.
Guys, go pre-order my new book.
look at this shit. You know what I had to fight for in this fucking book? And I'm so glad that I held my ground on this. Because it was just going to be a normal joint. See how that looks? Now, what you can't tell is that all the pages are black with gold writing. Look at that. I'm so glad I held my foot on this. Look at that. Oh, all the pages are black.
It's gorgeous.
I put my book in dark mode for y'all. See what I did? Now if that don't deserve a pre-order, I put my book in dark mode for everybody. If y'all could just go pre-order this, make this a bestseller, man. I want to have a bestseller. And it's not something that you necessarily have to read. I gave two of these to my kids today, and my daughter was like, I don't drink, but I'll take one. I know you don't drink. What are you talking about?
I think he had some drinks. Yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Netboy Radio Podcast. Poor Minds is in this motherfucker. Clap it up, goddammit.
Here he is.
Been nice. Mm-hmm. My wife. This is my favorite thing. Cause y'all say a lot of shit together.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Yeah.
Y'all do a lot of things together. Y'all go out together. Do y'all go out separately or y'all?
We all separately
y'all
we do together.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. We've done a lot of things together.
Ooh, shit.
But a lot of things separate.
Horny man.
Yeah, that shit, that sounded crazy. I was
shit. I'm just saying. Nigga, I'm talking about we just split a bowl at
me too.
I was too. I was trying to die. That's all I was saying. I don't know what y'all was thinking, but I was thinking the same thing you was thinking.
Absolutely.
I've been crazy. About to call the horny police on you.
I'm not gonna lie, you're gonna have to call the horny fans on me. I got the full fucking image as soon as you said that shit. I got the whole shit. I was POV in my mind already. I was ready to go. Okay, guys. Well,
not like P and it stands for POV.
I was ready. So y'all do a lot of shit together.
Yes.
So I'm sure this is a thing that y'all can answer, okay?
Uh-oh.
This is a section of the show we call Gun to Your Head.
Sounds intense.
It is. It's pretty cool.
I'm scared.
Guys, gun to your head.
Okay.
Gun to your head. Gun to your head.
Gun to your head. What is a song you guys can sing together from front to back? No fuck ups.
Ooh.
Both of y'all was tied in a chair with a gun to your head, and the only way you can get out the chair is to sing this song together.
And get nasty. I'm sorry.
Die.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. We fuck up every song we sing together.
Every song.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But y'all do sing songs
yeah,
together.
Yeah, no. We have a karaoke section at the end of our show.
Oh, really?
And we fuck it up every time.
Okay.
That's the fun thing about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we can sing whatever.
What's y'all favorite one? I'm pushing for Salt and Pepper right now. It's killing me. And I want it so bad.
Drea! You know I love Salt and Pepper.
I'ma die.
Shoot! I love Shoop. I can do Shoop.
Shoop.
I know
Shoop
it.
Know words.
No, you don't know words. Know words.
We got it. I'm going for accuracy. You can't do none of that. You got to do something.
We can't do none of yours.
You got to do something with two people.
You can't even do the ad-lib.
I got you. We're in different verses. What? Give me. What's some shit y'all done?
We can do life.
Okay.
Or
life?
Yeah.
I'm sticking
with my
Casey
and JoJo.
Yeah. Oh no. I'm
life. We can do life.
Oh, yeah, that's our song.
We can do life.
No, like that's our shit.
What's another one?
Hold on now.
Return of the Mag. We always do Return of the Mag.
That's not two people, but okay.
Uh-oh.
I mean, what?
No. I mean, it don't have to be two people. Y'all just gotta.
I'm trying to think of what else we always do. Like that's a good song.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna suck on life at this point.
Cause Why is that our song, right?
No, that's our song.
Okay, so, all right, fantastic. All right, here's what I need y'all to do.
I'm scared.
You're good. Good.
So we can't do your song?
I need you to know. Just
Is it going to be nasty if you do this?
I want y'all to, I want you to take your headphones off.
Fuck this shit up, I'll let you know
right now. I bet, put it on the table. Put it wherever you need to.
Put it on the glass.
Put it on the glass. Alright.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all can see this far.
Okay.
Y'all see in the middle of Florida little X right there? Cool. Fantastic. Take this with you. There you go. Alright. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Poor Minds singing.
The Nappy Boy Radio Song of the Week.
I just want to own a piece of land somewhere off in the country.
let's go
temperature's about 100 degrees. Like I got chosen me, a black man and a family of three. Like I got destiny, cause I know what I'm my way. There's too much for a change. Gonna go down this way. So tell me, how did I get
Put it the fuck down.
cannot. That took me back to the apartment.
You were solid.
You was ready.
No, solid man.
She used to sing this song to me all the time.
That's my favorite song.
Back when she first moved to Atlanta and we was living in my apartment together in my one bedroom apartment. That's how she paid her rent. She was to entertain me.
Just pay me in songs, goddammit. That's all we need.
But I was like,
that wasn't
30,000.
That wasn't 30,000.
It wasn't worth the talent right there.
That's all we need. Well, goddammit, that was a Nappy Boy Radio song of the week. Guys, I hope y'all enjoyed that. That was Life by Casey and JoJo, sang by Poor Minds. Guys, that's the Nappy Boy Radio podcast. We will be
Shut it down. Right back.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, that was trash.
You
usually get it by now. Just in case you need music in the background of your stream, I suggest Slip.stream. It's a new website that I actually own, so go check that out. It has music from a lot of people, some of your favorite artists. And I'm also on there.
That was right on time.
That's right on time. It was delivered perfectly.
Good one, man.
It didn't need any louder than that. That was good. I like that.
You did that. He was on point with that.
Oh my god. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. We're back in this biz with Poor Minds. Everybody's probably equally drunk now.
Yeah, I feel like this.
It's just what it is now. That's what you do
when you hang out with it.
This is regular life now.
Normal.
God damn.
Can you rate my performance?
Can I rate your performance?
Eight.
Yeah.
Eight.
That's good.
Okay, all right.
You didn't have a lot.
I missed some parts.
Drea
did what she needed to do. JoJo.
I couldn't really do nothing. You was Mike.
Exactly.
But if that was a relationship, would you keep her?
Chris, we got to get more mics.
Y'all need more mics.
We need more mics.
She, in that song, go back and listen to the song and listen to what JoJo does and listen to what Casey does. She did what needed to be done.
Which was nothing because she didn't get the mic at all.
Exactly.
Which was nothing.
Exactly. Go back and listen to the song.
That makes sense.
It was my fault.
I'm just saying, is it
30, shut up, Casey and JoJo.
Not Pip trying to be on my side now after he told me to shut up.
If we would have sang
Crazy, Drea would have had the mic.
Okay.
Because JoJo had the mic on Crazy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
so, Crazy is my song, too.
I'm going to do a fact check on that motherfucker.
Yeah, Strawberry. Look. We're back. But, guys. This is going to be interesting because I gave them even amount of things. Mm-hmm. But it is time for the Trap Spelling Bee.
I'm a great speller.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh,
we got to do it. It's just me and you now.
Who the hell? Taught you how to spell.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell? Damn.
Taught you how to spell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, now.
That is a bob.
It's a little bob.
I'm fucking with you.
That's a bob.
Sometimes you gotta create fucking theme song for your segments. Mm-hmm. Y'all should be coming in crazy. All them Grammys and shit. It's a lot.
It's a twerk. We got a twerk.
That makes sense.
Okay. First of all, let me say I'm about to lose, so...
Well...
No. According to your twin...
Twin them.
Y'all some good spellers.
She said she.
Well, the good news is we changed one of the rules for y'all. Because it's the first time Oh no, it's still pretty bad. But okay. this is our first time having two guests at the same time. This is a trap spelling bee. Same rules as a regular trap spelling bee. Oh, it's a regular spelling
all
bee. My bad.
All I know how to spell is I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D. That's it.
You got a question, Trey?
Is it trap words?
It's trap words and spelled like the trap words.
Okay. We can do this. We can do this.
Because y'all from Houston.
Uh-huh. Spell that.
Sure.
How do you spell again?
Again. Look, here's the thing. This is a regular spelling bee. You can ask for all the things that you ask for. You can ask for the definition. Mm. You can ask for the place of origin. Use it in a sentence. Okay. Sometimes you can use it in a song. Never know.
Okay.
And also, every word, you have a lifeline. Mm. The lifeline is just this couch. Don't use cash, though. Cash can't tell you what to do.
I believe him.
Yeah, you're going to look. Here's my thing. I'm just going to tell you before we start. Young Cash,
he's gonna fuck us up.
He's gonna fuck you up on purpose because he's gotten all words right. He's the only one out of three people that have gotten all the words right, and he's trying to make sure nobody else does that.
Okay. Mm.
So if he gives you any suggestions, I actually wouldn't trust him.
Okay.
If you don't be honest with you. Like I said, you got a lifeline.
Okay,
that's the couch. The couch is gonna be able to tell you in the mic.
I think we can do this.
How we're going to do this is when I give you the word and you're ready to go, you're ready to spell it. Mm. You need to say the word, then spell the word, then say the word to lock it in.
Say the word.
To lock it in.
Wait,
and then I can tell
say
you.
Say the word, spell the word,
then
say the word.
Say the word again.
Okay.
Right? So if I give you the word what, you would say.
What?
But
that's
the
P.
Did you say?
No, I'm just regular what. Regular what at this point. W-H-A-T.
We about to lose.
Okay, now, to lock it in, you do what? Boom. Okay. The couch can only make suggestions. Mm. They don't have the final spelling. You got to pick which one you want to go with. Mm. And then whatever y'all say is the final. Yeah, you should be. whatever y'all say is the final pick, that's what it is.
Okay.
All right, cool. Before we get started, Poor Minds, tell us where you're from and who the hell taught you how to spell.
My name Lex, P-L-E-X, motherfucking P. I'm from Orange, Texas, 409. Andrea taught me how to spell.
Got a responsibility right there. All in the
First day. Of all, I did not teach her how to spell because she can't spell.
This is good.
It's Drea Nicole, D-R-E-A-N-I-C-O-L-E. And I'm from Houston, Texas. And my fourth grade teacher, Miss Thomas, taught me how to spell.
Shout out to Miss Thomas, for sure.
She died, but.
Oh, damn. Shout out to Miss Thomas. All right.
Damn. All right.
Okay, so.
She not going to hear this. I mean, maybe.
You know, she's looking down on you very condescendingly. All right, so here's the one.
I went to the spelling bee.
Well, there we go. So you know how spelling bees work. So here's the one thing we changed about the trap spelling bee, guys. We usually give guests five words. And if you get 3 out of 5 or above correct, then nothing happens. It's not.
Damn.
You just get
right. I thought I was about to get a feature.
No. Now.
Damn. You're a singer rapper now?
I cannot do shit.
Damn, I ain't even got any.
I was just trying to see what he was going to say.
Here's the thing. Now we changed it to 6. Because y'all about to take turns.
Okay, 6.
And
take turns?
Yeah, you got to take turns.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so this is going to be great.
I'm going down.
If y'all want to play rock, paper, scissors, or who goes first, then I'll
go first. I don't care.
Because we can do rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, damn.
We can do rock, paper, scissors.
I'm about to lose.
You about to lose your job.
For real.
I like this. Okay, are you ready?
You don't want to do rock, paper, scissors?
Why? I would love to see y'all play rock, paper, scissors.
I know. That's okay, why I wanted to do it.
We're going to play anyway. Okay.
Y'all go 1, 2, 3, shoot?
1, 2, 3, shoot? Or 1, 2, 3?
Y'all know the count, right?
1, 2, 3, shoot.
What? Which one?
It
1, 2, 3,
matter.
Shoot. The shoot.
But we got to
shoot,
one.
Bitch. Okay. Shoot.
Okay. Okay. See,
y'all
see that's
this.
What I said.
This is what I wanted. This is why I wanted them to do this.
You didn't do. You went 1, 2.
You gotta break the bond. You gotta break the bond so they don't do good in the spelling bee. They already fucking up. They. Yeah, here we go. So. Y'all good? Y'all figured it out?
I'm going first.
Cool. Oh boy, this is gonna be Right. Okay, are y'all ready to play the trap spelling bee?
Oh, good. Let's go. I'm scared.
Lex!
But help me out. Like, give me the easy one.
I can't help
one.
You out. I can't okay. help you out. Okay. I picked these out earlier. Okay. Some of them are easy. Some
okay,
of them,
okay,
but
okay.
You want to go first. Lex, spell! Swear to God.
So well! S.
You say the whole thing.
Swear to God.
Okay. You don't want no help? You don't want to know
I don't, because I think I got this, because I swear to God. I swear to God, these niggas got me fucked up.
Oh, but if you don't spell that right, you got me fucked up.
I swear to God.
Okay.
So, I'ma say S-W-E-A. Swear to T-A. God. G-A-W-D. Swear to God. Come on now.
Swear
to God.
Right now, not looking good.
It's not looking good.
I thought the same thing.
You can't look. You can't listen to Cash.
So what I got?
You locked it in.
S W E A T A G A W D. Sweat a God.
Fire. Trash.
All
right.
What?
I tried to
tell
you.
And don't listen to Cash. I still wouldn't listen to Cash.
That wasn't right.
That wasn't right. The correct spelling to swear to God is S-W-E-A-H-D-A-G-O-D. Wallow in your failure. There you go.
I mean,
damn.
Nobody God, swear to God like that.
Nobody.
I don't think you've ever had to write that down to be told.
Oh, G-O-D.
But it's one word.
It is.
Swear to God.
Swear to God.
It's one.
But y'all said God.
Swear to God.
That says God.
Swear to God.
You are emphasizing strongly that you are telling the truth.
That's all right. But they put G-O-D. Black people don't spell God G-O-D. It's G-A-W-D.
I think you have to write that down to be totally honest. All right.
You spell God with G-A-W-D?
Yeah. God.
Dre, you ready for your word?
I'm ready.
You ready for your word?
I'm ready.
Dre, spell. Sandwich.
S-A-M-M.
Say it. Spell it.
Oh,
say it.
Sorry. Sandwich. S-A-M-M-I-C-H.
Like it.
Lock it? I like it. Because if you would have said sandwich.
Say it. Say it again.
Sandwich.
All right. Good job.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Y'all get. Okay.
Thank you, Miss Thomas.
Miss Thomas.
Man, fuck this shit.
This is one out of two.
Fuck this.
All right.
One out of two.
That was an easy one.
Y'all score is as a collective, but you got to take turns on the word.
That's all not right. necessarily
she
easy because I feel like
right.
you would have said S A M I T H.
Girl, fuck you.
I T C H. Like
yeah,
Mitch.
That's
about
it.
Y'all don't know what I would have did.
I kind
of y'all be 30,000 not yet.
It's going again?
All right.
Lex, you ready?
I guess. Let me take a little sip.
Yo, take another sip. Yo.
Sip of the yay.
Sip of the yay. Lex, spell. Might as well.
Oh my God! Y'all is fuck. Y'all did this on purpose.
No, you wanted to go first.
Might as. Okay, say it again.
Might as well.
Can you use it in a sentence? Please.
You off work this weekend. Might as well hit the club.
Might as well. Might as well.
You're doing great so far.
You sound like you
might
saying it.
Might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
M-I-D. M-I-D. Mod. Modest. M-I-D-A-S. Modest. Might as well. M-I-D-A-S. W-E-L-L. Might as well.
Like the gold man, Midas?
Midas. Midas. Oh, no, wait.
She already locked it in.
I didn't lock it in. Oh,
well, good job, man. Jesus Christ. Good job. You got it.
I got it. You got it.
Look at that. Jesus.
She like, ooh.
Okay.
Yo, two out of three.
Two out of three. We're all having a good time.
Because I would have said might as well.
Yeah, you was mad as hell over there. I seen you.
I was like, the man with the gold leg?
She want me to fail. This nigga's praying for my downfall.
No, I just thought it wasn't gonna be right.
You need somebody to pray for your downfall.
I got you. I'm gonna switch some of these around for you.
That's why
exactly. You gave her something easy.
Okay, here we go. They're still. I mean, she know how to spell, so here we go. Dre, ready?
I'm ready.
Dre, spell. Entanglement.
Entanglement. Entanglement.
Lock it in.
I'm locking it in.
Say it again.
Entanglement.
That's a smart motherfucker. My shit was way off because I started with an I.
All right, this is y'all three out of four right now.
Okay.
Three out of four.
We doing good.
We some smart bitches despite public belief.
Wait, three out of four. Three out of six.
Wait, no, three out of four. We've only given them four, and they got three right so far.
I thought we added one more.
We got six, but I haven't given them the last two.
Oh, shut up.
So far it's been four. All
right. Yeah, got three. Let's make them fight. He gave me
this
two.
He gave me two.
This is normal life for us. I was on your team for a minute. What the fuck?
This is normal life for us.
Okay, I'm ready. All right.
Lex, you ready?
Yep.
Lex, spell. Okay. Dookie.
Let me think about
Duke.
It could go a lot of different ways.
It sure can.
No.
Dookie.
No,
it can. Yes, it can.
Depends on what grade you're in.
Because it's like Dookie, or it's like Dookie.
Dookie.
That's a French.
Can I?
It depends on what country you in, because you could say Duke.
Duke.
Exactly.
Duke.
Can I phone a friend?
Duke. You got a lifeline? Do not give that to Cass. Do not fucking get that to Cash.
Can I
give it to Allison? Give it to Allison. Allison, what you got? Oh my God, please get that for me.
He been trying to sing to me all night. Let that man go ahead, babe.
Dookie. Damn, it's you.
Dookie.
Y'all, it's been him the whole time.
How
is that?
Yes.
That
was it. No, that's not him on the song.
Spell it D-O-O-K-I-E.
Mm-mm. That's not giving what it's supposed to give.
Dookie.
Yeah. Okay. Can you say it one more time, C-Pain?
Dookie.
I ain't never heard Dookie sound so sexy.
putting in them hours.
Can you say it in a sentence, please? Wait.
My stomach was hurting so bad I had a dookie at work.
Okay.
Dookie.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Lex. I'ma trust you.
She said Dookie. D-O-O-K-I-E.
Yeah.
Come on, Zay.
I ain't on the call.
You gonna go with that?
Dookie.
But if you said Duke, then that's how
I don't. Dookie.
You locked it though.
Dookie. Yeah, I locked it.
Go. Zay comes through.
I'll take a dookie with you anytime.
Because who would ever spell Dookie any other way?
I don't know.
D-U-K-E-Y.
Could be a Y.
It could have been an E-Y.
No, it couldn't have. You ain't never seen nobody say, I got Dookie with an E-Y.
So you spell duty.
You spell duty with a Y. No E.
I'm saying you spell duty, D-U-T-Y. So Dookie, if you do D-U-K-Y.
Let's stop acting like we all ain't a little ghetto. You know how to spell Dookie.
I mean, I haven't.
Oh my God, we went on vacation with a girl. We used to call her Lil Dookie.
Lil Dookie Badass.
Shout out to Lil Dookie Badass.
Ain't she fucking?
Log.
She fine, but she nasty. She dookie.
For $30,000 or free?
Log.
Nah, she got a butt. That's why we call her Lil Dookie.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Lil Dookie badass. Yo. Shout out to Lil Dookie.
All right, Lil Dookie. Oh my God. Dre, you ready? It's the last one.
What the fuck is that?
It's the last one. Y'all got fucking four of five.
I'm nervous.
You shouldn't be. You ready?
Miss Thomas.
Miss Thomas, bring thine blessings down, Lord.
You gonna
I'm
need
claiming it.
You gonna need it.
I'm claiming it. Here we go. You ready, Dre?
Everybody can sing up in here. I'm so jelly.
I know.
You got the key.
Oh my God.
Dre, you ready?
Yeah.
Dre, spell. Saint you.
Saint you.
That's not what I said.
That ain't what he
Listen,
said.
Drea.
You got to pay attention for $30,000.
Who you telling, pimp? Throw the stripes.
Dirty rights.
Dress spell.
I cannot focus with the Negro spirituals in the background.
It's a lot. It's going to be a lot. This ain't meant to let you concentrate at all. Smell.
Yes, Lord.
It's so loud. Dress spell. Saint you.
Saint you.
Saint you.
Saint you.
Saint you.
Saint you.
You got this. No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Couch.
You need
oh
my help, baby.
God, Cash.
Dre, do you
take
need
it away from Cash?
Dre,
please.
Do you need me,
but
baby?
But take it away from Cash.
Cash,
please.
Cash,
Dre,
give it to her.
Do you need me, baby?
You only have Cash. You got to participate. Cash, give it to her. Cash, give it to her.
I trust you.
Yeah, give it to her. There you go.
No, not you. You.
Oh, yeah. He looked like he. He looked like he researched nigga shit all day.
Hey. I want y'all to know this.
I trust you too.
Hey,
Dre. I feel like he's here.
Drea, I'm telling you now. Don't.
Well, I can change my mind.
No. I'm just letting y'all know.
I trust you.
This man date black girls. Don't say the same. Don't let them.
We already know.
Don't let.
Drea, what I'm telling you is that y'all can't beat my record. I'm undefeated.
He need glasses to see.
I'm on the team. I'm a champion
of this game.
Yeah, so y'all.
That's
already
not what they said.
Can't tell him.
I'm telling you, he's the champion of this game, so he gonna make sure y'all don't beat his record.
Okay, so y'all already lost. Y'all already can't beat my record. Didn't.
Yeah, they can because they got one more word.
No, they five. They four of six.
They got an extra word.
No, they four of five.
Yeah, they got an extra word.
They four of five. This is their last one. This is six.
Five. They got to get 6 out of 6 to beat me.
This is what I'm saying. If they get 5, they got the same amount as you.
They're doing 6 because you say you split over half. You should be doing 6 today.
No, that's what I'm
this
saying.
Is what you but said at the beginning.
But they got 6, so if they get this one right, they got 5, which is the same as mine as you.
No, they'd be 4.
Not you, our biggest hater. You are biggest hater. Congratulations.
No, listen, baby. I'm with you.
Our biggest hater.
I'm already past y'all, so I'm trying to help y'all now.
I don't need no help from you. Pass the mic.
You don't pass the mic.
I thought we was hungry, Lex.
And second place is the first loser.
Man, pass. Come on, Dre.
Lex, okay, who you I trust can't. More?
I was gonna have one, but get what?
My player partner right here with the jersey.
Hey, Cody,
y'all.
Cody got y'all.
You
go
trust?
Ahead, go ahead,
you trust Cody?
Make a 4 of 6, Cody.
This is Kodak White.
Or do you trust my good sis at Kodak the end White. Of the couch?
She look nervous. She don't look like she home.
But Cody,
she look nervous.
Kodak White got y'all covered.
Give it to Kodak White. Give
Kodak
it to
White
Kodak
got y'all covered. Come on. Saint you.
Come on, Saint you.
Say it one more time.
Saint you.
I'm going to say S-E-N-T-C-H-O-O.
Okay, hell no. Bye.
Hell no, Cody.
Hell no.
Okay, hey, now y'all, hey, now listen, now y'all heard what he said now.
Saint you.
I'm going to say this. Hey, listen, Drea, listen, I'm telling you.
Nah, I don't trust what you're telling me.
Okay, you don't got to trust me, but listen to what I'm saying.
You see, now turn my back to these haters.
You can turn your back, you can do all that, but listen to me. S-E-E-N-T-Y-O-U. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-mm.
The person
Mm-mm.
that y'all don't trust.
He was
just
right
remember
on the first
that
half.
Now. Remember what I told you.
Okay.
Now y'all go back to Kodak White.
Saint you.
Okay, I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready.
Can you say it one more time for her?
Sinked you.
I'ma just feel it my own way.
Yeah.
If I lose, then I lose.
Self-confidence.
And you still that bitch.
You don't lose as a unit. The good news is whether you get this wrong or right, you got
more right than wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
Chew.
Go ahead.
SEENTCHU.
Yeah. Cause that's how I would've spelled it. I don't give a fuck if she wrong, cause she right.
Just remember what I said.
Boy, fuck you.
Go ahead.
Give an answer, bro.
Give an answer.
It's locked in?
Pesante, give an answer.
That's, you gotta lock it in.
Lock it in, baby.
Say the word again.
He right, cause that's why he's so happy. He like, lock it in.
Say the wrong. Say the word.
Cause we know how to spell it.
SEENTCHU. Cause black people, we don't use wise.
That's right. That's right. Wrong as fuck.
Okay.
What do you know?
I mean, you weren't right.
What do you know? But what do you know? Wrong as fuck.
Look here, wrong honestly.
It's all three of us wrong.
Here's the crazy thing. Cody was the closest.
But he wasn't right.
Cody!
What's the correct answer?
He missed one letter.
What's the correct answer?
He missed one letter. The correct spelling of Sinchu is SEENTCHOO.
Saint in the hell.
You said
no.
You missed the E.
He said one E.
He did.
He said one E. He only said one E.
But I told you, it was two E's though.
But you said Y-O-U.
At least I had the two E's.
Who the fuck y'all got these cards from? Donald Trump.
We got them from Mike.
You grabbed him.
We got him from Mike. Guys, that was 4 miles transfer. Y'all got 4 out of 6. Y'all did good.
Not as good as me, but y'all did good.
But you did good. Give it up for goddamn 4 miles doing the transfer to me. Goddamn, good job. God damn, Jesus Christ. Well, that was Josh Bell and B. If you got more words for us, because we're running out of words and we're having to use different shit, I thought, you know, but, you know, nobody watches this shit, so we just keep recycling the words.
Oh, guys, my God. Stop saying that.
Hey.
Because the girls, they don't tune in.
It's all good. It's Netboy Radio Podcast. We will be...
Shut it down.
Right back. Yes. Damn, that was amazing. Thank you. That was just great. That felt good.
We about to get it bragging in this bitch. You just tuned into the latest channel, bitches, Twiz. And I am T-Pain. You know the OG. So when you think of legends, I am one of those kings. Oh, please, get on both knees. I'm your host tonight, so feel free to host these. I'm a big trainer, a pro gamer. Other channels, lamos. Oh, no, they no namers. I got 5 subs, I got 20 subs, I got 50.
Yeah,
I can't put money off in that bank, my shit won't fit in.
Yeah.
I stay loyal to my bros, and you know I can't switch. Take the trash outside, better get out my face, bitch. Oh, that's what's up. Oh, that's what's up.
Let's go, chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. Poor Minds.
Ooh.
Flex and Trez in this motherfucker. Having a good time, I hope.
Having a great time.
I appreciate it.
A grand time.
Thank you.
I think we always say this is the best. This is the best podcast we've been on. Facts. This is the best
for sure.
Is it worth $30,000?
Hold on, wait. Say it again.
No.
Say it again.
This is the best podcast we've been on. Very.
Hold on. Go back. One more time.
This is the best podcast we've been on.
Absolutely.
Very prepared.
Hands down.
Very professional. Professional.
That's that Tito's. Yes. Now she chopped and screwed.
I'm officially chopped and screwed. And screwed.
Perfect. I love it.
Thanks.
You guys ordered shots for everybody.
Yes, we did.
We ordered shots. I wanna propose a toast.
Yes.
Yes.
To you know, living life.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing.
In the words of our great philosopher of our time, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Oh,
he was educated. Okay.
Everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Shots up.
That's what it is. Love y'all out there. Real shit.
Hey.
Y'all, man. Yeah. Take it downtown.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking nasty.
Damn, that was strong.
Yeah, it was gross. Nah, it was... That was really nasty. Goddamn.
That's Tito. That's what Tito's tastes like as a
Was that Tito's? That's Tito.
Oh, that was a tequila.
I don't know what that was.
Everybody else
got Coromina.
So what I had?
Oh.
You gave me Tito's?
You've been mixing all night. Don't nobody know what to give you. You're just going to be fucked up. You're going to be fucked up.
Is that McDonald's over here?
Can I get water?
You just get a water. Somebody. Can I get some peanuts?
Just bring some water.
Because I'm in the phone. I'm in the back of this. T-Pain.
I need some water.
Do you have insurance?
I do.
Because I'm finna fall out this chip.
We got motherfucking transportation provided by Classic Cadillac. Shout out to Classic Cadillac.
Classic Cadillac gave a ride?
Huh?
They gave a ride?
Yeah, we got a Classic Cadillac coming to pick people up whenever we need them.
Hey.
Yeah, so you know, we don't ever. Oh, no, we got
never.
You. Never. All right, guys.
Oh, my gosh. I'm...
He do be loud. He be loud.
You be cutting up.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh, my God. Don't listen to him. All right, guys. Hormones!
That's our new intro. Thank you.
It is time for your
button game. The Button Game. Mm. An individual is invited into your home.
Oh.
They sit down and produce a button inside of a box. They say, if you hit this button, you can have any tangible thing your heart desires. This is not a magical button. It can't bring anybody back to life, and it can't make anyone fall in love with you. Your choice has to be realistic. All you have to do to get it is to hit this button. But when you hit it, a random person in this world dies.
Oh, hell.
However, if you don't hit the button, the person you love most dies.
Oh,
player,
hell
what
no.
What do you desire enough to hit this button? Save your loved one and kill a random person. You have 5 minutes. Begin.
See, this is the thing about this shit. If we choose to kill a random person, the long-term effect, it could be, ended up being me.
No.
It could go down, you know what I'm saying? Because it could be anybody.
If it's, I don't know.
Okay, I don't look at it like that.
If it's a random person, you guys are protected.
Oh, my God.
Okay, if it's a random person,
why is your voice sound like that?
I'm scared. Okay,
If it's a random person, you guys are protected.
Yeah, I did listen. I'm ready. Random person.
If it's a random person, you guys are protected.
Let's go.
Okay.
If you don't hit the button, because people are just like, oh, you know what? I just won't hit the button. Then one of y'all
then we die.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, let's go.
Because if you say like that, boy, fuck y'all.
You see what? That's the thing about girls. Let's just play the game. Let me tell you, this is what it is. These are genie rules.
Okay.
So usually, I mean, when we have male we have male guests, we tell them, if you ask for the biggest dick in the world, we're just gonna make everybody else's dick smaller than yours, and yours will stay the same. It's just how it is. And you'll have the biggest dick in the world, but you know, whatever. So I'm saying, if you ask for the most money in the world, you will have the most, but we'll just make sure everybody else is more poor than you. And you'll just have whatever you got right now. Step like that. So
this
just,
is beating my ass.
It should.
My ass has been kicked.
So what is the one thing that you guys want that when you get it, you don't give a fuck who dies? Somebody gotta die. It's gonna be a random person. Could be a 25-year-old jogging down the road, having a good time. And then when you get what you want, bam, heart attack.
Dang.
Could be,
I don't know.
Could be a super old person.
50 M's.
Ready to go. And you that's can, what you want okay. Oh, also, my and bad. I'm sorry.
If I get 50 M's, anybody can die.
Hold on.
Okay. Oh, wait, she.
Whatever you pick, it happens one time and you get one of it.
Okay.
So if you ask for a bunch of money, you get one money.
One money.
One money.
You get one, you get a dollar. You get one of one. So if you ask for $50 million, you just get a dollar.
It's let me change it to a honey.
No, you only get $1 regardless of
a
how
dollar.
Much.
A dollar?
Because it only happens once and you get one of it. Because you're just asking for money, so you get one money.
Okay, I want knowledge on everything. I want knowledge about every fucking thing.
It also has to be a tangible thing.
I want help.
That's not fair.
It has to be a tangible. It said it in the description. That whole intro so I
was able to explain
this.
We got 2 minutes. I want health. To be healthy. Forever. As long as I live.
It's gotta be both of y'all.
I agree. Shit, nigga. Bitch, I was walking up these steps on the
ground.
Disagree?
Let me say, to live a long life.
You just want to be healthy, which is about just y'all. Help.
Both of us.
Hey, guess what? That's fine.
Just y'all.
You gonna be broke? Ain't gonna be no 30,000.
My pussy work. We're healthy.
I said healthy.
My pussy work. I'm never gonna be broke.
We can make you healthy in fucking Antarctica. Nobody will be able to get to you anyway.
And your pussy.
Oh my God. You're talking to the wrong nigga,
then you're not healthy no more.
That's what I'm saying. We got a minute.
You gotta be specific if you're gonna be healthy.
I don't wanna get money if all I can get is a dollar.
Okay, I ain't mean to say money, but I mean, I was just saying.
You said I can't have knowledge.
You could have a way to get the knowledge. You could ask for the world's biggest library.
I want the world's richest nigga.
Damn.
I cracked the motherfucking code.
I mean, he gonna give you anything.
I know what I want.
If we can't have it, if whatever, I want T-Pain's catalog, bitch. I want T-Pain's catalog. I want T-Pain's catalog because I can live the life I want to live.
What can she know with your catalog and not the richest nigga?
I want T-Pain's catalog. I want T-Pain's catalog.
That's motherfucking fire.
That's why we a good team.
T-Pain's
Access granted. I'm gonna get access to everything.
Baby, you gonna see it on Listerine commercials, motherfucking Marvel movies. Y'all gonna see motherfucking Superman talk about bartender. Everything. Give me that catalog.
God damn.
That was pretty good.
I want that catalog. 5 seconds left. You came up with that one.
I want it.
That was good. Well, goddamn, that was one of my button question.
Yeah.
They got T-Pain's catalog.
Hey, we about to eat.
And
we about to
the
eat
the world's richest nigga.
Yes, yeah, nah, you don't want that.
That's an old white man.
I'm trying to understand the problem.
We're gonna be gumming that pussy.
Triple dick.
At least I ain't gotta worry about teeth.
Brumsky.
Am I on the wheel though?
You're not. It's the world's richest, stingiest motherfucker.
No, yo. I didn't say that.
The way he became rich is because he never gave money to anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but T-Pain's catalog.
You just added that thought.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't add anything because you know what I could have added? My cataloging did a motherfucking thing for me right now. So it's not helping anybody. But later on, when I'm dead, y'all niggas start following me out of nowhere, and y'all start buying my records out of nowhere. Yeah. Oh, I'm no. Oh, man. This is the best record. He ain't paid for a goddamn thing.
See, that's why you need my finesse. I'm going to show you how to finesse this shit.
She's a finesse. That's why she did that.
I'm a finesse.
That's cool.
Let me tell you something.
That's cool.
She knew what the fuck was going on.
That auto-tune ain't nothing to motherfucking play with.
What?
Nothing.
Jeremy?
Cool. Let me tell you something.
That was the button question. T-Pain's catalog was actually a fire motherfucker.
That was fire.
Well, shit, that calls for a goddamn commercial break. Snap Boy Radio Podcast, we will be
right back.
Too early, too early.
Damn!
Give it to us.
Right back, nigga!
Give it to us.
We right back.
I gotta go fast, I gotta haul ass. It's a need for speed, it's like a shot from a calico blast. Hot like a devil, I'm tanned. I'm not gonna stop to the level I'm not at. Get shot past and it gets shot down and shot back. I've been on the road, you can rock that. Got the pedal to the metal, then the cock back. I'm that, nigga in the convertible with the top hat. Nigga, we never heard it, you gotta stop that. Started looking at the whip, she gon' get a hot flash in that hot snatch. She no pain and she no best. She know I got the money, it won't be no stress. She on my Twitch, and that's my bitch. I got a naked in the back, breaking TOS, I'm not playing. Shit, how many times can I let you know? Just let it go. Just cause you're rapping on your intro does not make it better, bro. Now I got you all in my reticle. I wanna see how far this pedal go down. I'm on your case like it's federal. They told me we're slanging the metal around. My whip game is impeccable. My drift game is incredible. You ass as fuck and you last as fuck and I'm fast as fuck. Boy, you better know. Yeah, bitch, y'all know who they be. I call them Greedy Beyonce. They all want two Jay-Z's. That's NY to Miami. Bitch, I hit the highway. They say you can't pay for respect. Yeah, but you can buy hate. My Nismo got gizmos in that driver's seat is Versace. I'm like, bitch, get in. She listening, just sit and spin. Cause I'm about to make a motherfucking bitch go sideways. Hey, to the side. Hey, take it to the side. Hey, bitch, to the side. Hey, look, my Nismo got gizmos in that driver's seat is Versace. I'm like, bitch, get in. She listening, just sit and spin. Cause I'm about to make a motherfucking go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Netboy Radio Podcast. I am your homeboy T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend.
And I am Pip, a.k.a. Mr. Fresh Prince, a.k.a. Mr. God Damn!
You got one of those, Lex?
Yeah.
You got some of those? What's y'all's a.k.a.'s and shit?
I'd be like, what's up? No. You know what it is. I'd be like, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P, a.k.a. Big Mama.
Okay.
I'm Big Mama.
Big Mama is nice.
Hell yeah.
I like that. It's real nice. Andrea, you got one of those? You got an a.k.a.'s?
I always say, what's up, it's your girl, Dre Nicole, a.k.a. Dre Nicole, because bitch, I'm me.
But no, Dre,
she usually does, I'm Dre Nicole with three E's, because every time a nigga see her, they be like, ooh, what's your Instagram? And she be like, Dre Nicole with three E's.
I mean, because that's my Instagram.
Is it straight Dre and Nicole?
With three E's?
Yeah, it is.
No underscores.
Mm-mm.
Great.
It's Dre and Nicole.
You are the horniest man I've ever met in my life. I'm sorry. I've had enough.
Did you talk to Vanessa today or something? She gave you one joke for the day.
I think everybody just gets the sense that it's supposed to be this way.
Oh, she thought she had more jokes.
But
for
again,
the
you guys ordered shots.
Where did y'all come with? Yes.
You guys ordered another round of shots.
T-Pain, it's getting wild in here.
It's not regular.
Okay.
Guys, I wanna
damn.
Hey,
shut up!
I am weak.
Wow. I wanna propose a toast.
Pip is horny and wild.
I'm gonna propose a toast. I'm gonna propose a toast to honor.
Yes.
Honor.
If you can't come in her,
yo.
Come on her.
Yo. Oh.
That was a great toast.
That's a horny. That's Take a horny. Down. That's a horny one.
Take it down, goddammit, and salute.
Mm. Oh, that was good. Give us another round of
that. Oh, that was good.
Give me another round of
that. I'm not gonna lie. Good job. There probably wasn't no alcohol in that one. All right, cool.
Yeah, probably wasn't. That was too good.
Guys, we got our last section, okay? We got our last segment, our last section, our last thing we gotta do for tonight. Okay. I'm gonna need y'all to focus, all right?
I'm focused.
I'm gonna need y'all to shut up.
I know. That's been too loud.
Ain't
That's what we say on our show. It's getting too loud.
Here we go.
Hurt.
Guys, this one is pretty serious, okay? Because it's worth some money.
Okay. Ooh, how much?
Look at you. It ain't $30,000.
It ain't $30,000. I can tell you that right now. Now, well, for this next segment, you can win up to $1,000. For a charity of your choice. Oh. Now, we sent y'all a motherfucking questionnaire, and y'all said y'all wanted to do St. Jude's.
Yes.
Yeah.
St. Jude's. You can win up to $1,000 for St. Jude's, but you can also win no money, or you can win half of that, or, you know, $100. But it's a trivia game.
I love the kids, so let's go.
That's cool. All right, so you got to put your smarts on the line. Now, we're going to let y'all do this together, because we never had two guests try to work this out, and y'all got to come up with these things together. So... Are y'all ready to play a trivia game on the Nappy Boy Radio podcast?
Yes.
Well, let's win you guys some dumb money.
Period. Dumb money. Stoop.
$30.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, guys, it's a trivia game. It's called Dumb Money. Each question we give you is worth some money. You got five questions, and it goes 100. 200, 300, 400, or no, actually 500, and then 1,000.
Mm.
1, 2, 3, 5,000.
Mm.
Yes. We're all drunk. So 100, 300,
then 500.
100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000.
Got it. But it don't matter because we finna win this shit, so go
ahead. I mean, as long as y'all work together, you get no lifelines, you get no help on this. This is all
don't
y'all.
Don't need it.
Oh?
Period.
Cool.
Period.
These for the kids.
Okay, this is going. This is the money is going to St. Jude's, obviously. That's so right. You know, I hope y'all. Hey, I hope y'all have a good fucking time.
Oh my God! Come on.
You sure?
Tea pizzle.
All right. Are y'all ready to make some dumb money?
Yes.
All right. Here's your first question for $100.
Damn.
In the fall of 2004, who took on John Edwards in a vice presidential debate? Is it A, Dick Cheney? Is it B, Dick Clark? Is it C, Don King? Is it D, Larry King? Now, let me tell you something real quick.
A.
Let me tell you something real quick. You only get up to the money that you make. So if you make this $100 and you get the $200 question wrong, you only make the $100.
Okay, but wait. First of all, Don King, Mike Tyson, no.
Okay.
Dick Clark did the show. Larry King, live, no.
Okay.
You right. Dick Cheney, period. Let's go.
Period.
A.
Is it A? All right, there you go. Good job. Good job.
My girl, come on.
Yeah. Girl, I didn't need that nope. Right there.
Good job, guys.
I had to make
show. That was funny as fuck. Okay.
It's not one. It's not two of y'all. It's one of y'all.
These aren't going to get easier. Well, they might. I ain't going to lie to you. We don't have control over these. We don't come up with these questions.
You know who you talking to?
These questions are, okay.
She get easier?
She is the smartest bitch you ever gonna meet.
Are y'all ready for the next question?
Let's go.
Next question for $200. In the fairy tale, which relative was Little Red Riding Hood going to? God damn it.
Read it again, man.
Okay.
In the fairy tale, which relative was Little Red Riding Hood going to visit? Is it A, her sister? Is it B, her uncle? Is it C, her grandmother? Is it D, her second cousin?
C.
All right, calm down. Slow down some. Okay. When I said it wasn't going to get easier, I also said we don't control how easy it gets. Okay. All right, so
she ain't had no sister.
You don't know that.
Let me break it down.
You don't know that.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Who was she going to visit in the fairy tale?
Cause low key, she liked to like do shit by herself. She ain't had no sister. She was like
independent woman that don't need no man for nothing.
She ain't need no man. She was fuck nigga free. Right. That's why she ain't had no uncle.
She had $30,000 in that basket.
Period. And second cousin, I don't fuck with them because they too far.
They too far. That's
they too far. That's too gone.
Twice removed.
You know?
Right.
Little Red Riding Hood, that she was fucking with her grandma though.
I was thinking more of that song, "All My Independent Bitches Get Up on the Dance Floor."
That's too Houston. They don't know that.
That's a lot of
Houston.
You don't know that song?
Independent Bitches Get Up.
Bro, I'm from Beaumont. Stop playing with me.
He don't know what that is.
You from Beaumont?
Not you from the Golden Triangle. Say it's Beaumont.
He don't know what that is. He don't know what that is.
You from Beaumont?
No, he heard somebody say that shit.
Bye. See? Grandmother, period. Let's go.
He heard Lil Flip say that shit one time or something. So, C's final answer?
Final. Yes.
All right, let's see what you got. I wanted it to be wrong. I knew it was right.
All
right, that's $200, guys. That's $200 going to St. Jude's.
On the way to 30, baby. Let's go.
On the way to 30,000. Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want y'all to fail a little bit. I want y'all to have harder questions. I don't want y'all to be bad at this. I just want the questions to be harder.
That's I still got some more drink in this cup.
We ready.
But also, if you feel like... if they don't get to $1,000 and y'all feel like y'all can donate more as a St. Jude's, by all means, fucking
donate.
We're gonna put the link in the description. Y'all go to the goddamn link and donate as much money as you feel like you need to have and donate. Okay? Cool. Fantastic. Y'all ready for your next question?
Yes.
All right, for $300.
I'm scared.
Which of these sports is played on horseback? Is it A, cricket? Is it B, rugby? Is it C, polo? Or is it D, jalala?
Okay.
John Rice.
No. Wait.
Yeah.
So, I think cricket.
No, it's not.
It's not cricket because that's when they be like, it's not rugby because rugby is like the soccer shit. Don't like, call. They be beating each other up.
Uh-huh.
Polo. And I think it's polo.
Marco Polo. So it's not. It's
Sonic
not,
the Soulja Boy.
It's
he
not
was
D.
the first person. He was the first.
Do you
rapper.
Know what Jay Ali is?
It's not. It's not Jaleel White.
Nah.
It's not that.
Shout out to Soulja Boy. He was the first rapper to make a song about
Marco,
a sport.
Marco Polo. Marco Polo was. That's a game you play in the pool.
I know, but he was double entendre.
And they play it on a horse too.
Yes.
They play not Marco Polo on horses.
Wait, it's polo. Wait, is it polo?
It's C. I said C. Lock
they play,
it in.
They play Marco Polo cricket, on cricket, horses?
Cricket. Cause she? Lock it in.
C.
See, we going with C?
Yes.
That's the final answer. Yes. Both of y'all agree.
Yeah. Let's see what it
hold
is.
Hold on to the chair, goddammit.
I ain't holding on to shit.
Marco Polo. That was a
Marco
fucking
Polo.
Dumb
Marco
song.
That was a great song.
Yeah, no, we liked a lot of dumb shit back then.
We did.
We accepted a lot of shit. If somebody came with that shit today, we'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Because right now, if that shit came on, you would not see me doing this. But back then, I used to do this shit.
Yeah, we accepted a lot of shit.
I ain't seen no horses in that motherfucking video.
Yeah, a lot of my songs are dumb as fuck, and everybody was like, this is the jam, nigga. And I was like, all right, cool, all right, whatever.
Pause.
Give me money.
Give me money.
Come on, give me money.
I have a question.
I got an answer.
Is this you?
That is me.
You're nappy boy. That you is and you. Pretty boy.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. The stakes are getting higher.
We got this.
The cows are smoking weed and the stakes have never been higher, guys. Look. Are you ready for the next question?
We got this. Yes. Is a wild statement.
We.
But I love you, though. You my nigga.
You guys are helping each other out. This is good. All right. Are y'all ready for the next question?
Yes.
Like I said, the cows are eating the weed and the stakes have never been higher. And this one is for $500 to St. Jude's. When talking about a member of a fraternal organization, Mason is short for what?
A.
A, Freemason, or is it B, Old Mason? Is it C, Long Mason? Is it D, Round Mason?
A.
I feel like this is getting easier.
Yeah, possibly. Because it ain't hard.
Now.
Let's talk about it. Like, oh.
I got to talk it out.
Talk it out.
Just
talk
like we
out.
Used to have to walk it out.
Walk it.
Now, I ain't never heard of no round mason.
Okay.
So we going to eliminate that.
We eliminated that. Yeah. That's been eliminated.
I ain't never heard of no long mason.
I don't know now.
How long, see?
Hey.
How long? How long?
Okay. I was like, this is the thing, though.
Okay, what's the thing?
Because sometimes masons be old a little bit.
They do be old. It might be the elder.
But it don't matter how old you are. Uh-huh. It's you always free.
Facts. Oh. And one thing about these white folks, okay. They going to make sure they going free. These white people be trying to hold us down.
Yeah.
And the masons, that got shit to do with the white folks. Nothing. What's now. That Nicolas Cage movie?
That's National Treasure.
It's the Freemasons.
Why would that? Why is that?
Why case? Said face off?
Yeah, he said something about the Freemasons.
What's the connection?
I don't remember.
All right.
But they free.
We going.
That's what Jay-Z said, but hey.
This is that was a better connection than fucking National Treasure.
Y'all gotta watch that. Y'all ain't seen National Treasure in a while.
I don't think anybody's fucking seen it.
Except for me.
I've seen it, but not in a while.
Bitch, that's why the freak said Nicolas Cage. I literally thought of FaceTime, because that's the movie that everybody knows.
I mean, everybody knows about it.
But go watch it. He said something about the Freemasons in there.
Okay, well, anyways, A.
It was A, Freemasons. Yeah. That's it. Is that final answer?
I hope she is.
All right, y'all both agree on that? Let's see what's going on. There we go.
Yeah.
Damn.
Shout out to Nicolas Cage.
Come on, St. Jude. We outside.
Yeah.
Are we, though?
I mean, you know, they are. Hey. They're not in there.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah. I'm picking up every cup over here to drink. Ain't got shit in there.
That's $500 of St. Jude. Oh, damn it. God damn it.
Oh, wow.
Why?
Period.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'll accept
you that. You mad because I hit that hole?
No, that was good.
Yeah,
that
was good. I know.
Solid job. You get one of those. Boom, look at that. All right.
Next question.
This is the last question for
this. This is
for 1,000.
Okay.
This is for the marbles right here. Guys, again, if you feel like you can donate more, we're going to put the link in the description. Please go to that link and donate as much as you fucking want. We encourage you to donate more than $1,000 because, you know, make us look bad, I guess. Whatever.
It's for the kids.
All right, poor minds, are y'all ready for the last
one?
Pip's drunk, guys.
I'm ready.
He's reached his limit. He ain't gonna remember the second half of this podcast.
Yeah.
Are y'all ready for the last question?
Yes.
Four minds for $1,000! Who was president during the American Civil War?
You both did.
Is it A, Andrew Jackson? Is it B, Abraham Lincoln? Or is it C, James Garfield? Or D, Ulysses S. Grant?
First of all, it was not Abraham Lincoln. We're going to X that nigga out because, first of all,
he died during slavery.
Yeah, like... And,
he went out,
and
he
people were trying to act like he was down with us and he really wasn't.
When was Civil War?
Yeah, they be lying.
I mean,
the Civil War had to be during civil time.
I like the way you think. Now,
Abraham Lincoln had slaves.
Facts. That's why it ain't him.
It ain't him.
I mean,
it ain't him.
You know, it was the time. You know,
I ain't listening to you.
He had to have slaves though. That's like living in LA in the 90s and not having a sixfold. Like you gotta have slaves at that time.
It's either C or D.
Man,
okay, what was Andrew Jackson?
Can I get a lifeline?
No, this is the one you don't get.
This is the one you don't get.
Andrew Jackson is on money, isn't he? Is he on money?
So he's too loud.
Yeah, he's too loud. It's getting too loud. This pussy. The Civil War pussy is too new for you. Andrew Jackson.
It's C or D.
Facts. Let's get into it. Hold on. Let's break it down.
Ain't listening to you.
Okay,
I got a question for both of y'all real quick.
What is it?
Who's James Garfield?
Don't know. I ain't never heard of him.
I But maybe he was the president during the Civil War. We don't know.
We both find out.
It's either him or Ulysses. It's one of them.
So the thing about it is, the name Ulysses is giving Civil War though.
Ulysses
is giving like
that's a right around
but
the time.
Bitch, don't give James. James is the
oldest. That's right. Ulysses sounds like right around the time a black person would have been named like Eustace.
First of all, every nigga got somebody in their family named James.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Don't do that.
Damn.
You know, that's what you said.
I'm going with Ulysses.
You going with
Ulysses because I feel Ulysses on the Civil War.
Don't bog it up now. Now you're making it a black man.
I haven't let you make one decision since we played this game.
And we gonna lose it.
I'm gonna let you make it.
Don't do that.
Now, if you get this wrong, you only get the $500. If you get it right, you get the $1,000.
This for the kids, Lex.
Get that mouth right.
But it ain't the top two. We know it ain't the top two.
I'm not gonna lie.
They too old.
It ain't the top two.
I'm gonna go with D.
Damn. You own that.
I'm on it.
You own that. Are you going with D because it's lit up right now? Or you just?
I'm going with D because I feel like Ulysses is giving me Civil War tease.
Ulysses.
I don't give a fuck what that nigga name is. I'm going with D. Final answer.
Wow. You locking it in, huh?
I'm locking it in. Let's go. I heard that name before.
It's B.
Oh, my God.
Is it? Whoa, shit.
Okay.
You can't start listening to people. You don't have a lifeline.
You're right. Okay, D.
Okay. No, go ahead. Wait, God damn it. Hold on.
No, because I'm trying to figure out the Civil War.
Oh, because that
was a long ass time ago. We're thinking about World War II.
We are.
I don't think y'all know the difference between World War II and the Civil War.
We don't.
Because I know.
Okay, time out.
World War II was like 50s, 70s.
No. Let's stop. Okay. The American Civil War.
Okay.
It was the North versus the South. Okay. Let's talk about it.
Oh, I know exactly who it is.
Versus the South.
I know who it is.
It's motherfucking B. It's B.
And it was about the slavery stuff, so it could be B.
It's B.
Because that's why they thought that Abraham Lincoln had our back.
I'm telling you, it's B. That's why they killed that nigga. It's B.
That's why they killed him?
No, that's not why they
killed him. No, that's why they killed that nigga.
Okay, you might be right. I agree.
No, I'm right. It's
okay,
B.
Let's go with B.
You know they killed Abraham Lincoln at a play?
Yeah.
It's because he was in front of somebody.
He was playing.
He was in front of somebody and his hat was in the way.
Yeah.
So it wasn't about the Civil War.
That's fine, but it was me.
But wait, Grant, let's talk about it.
Do you be wrong though?
No.
Let's see.
Let's fuck it.
I gotta tell you, I want you to think about this one more time.
I want you to think about it one
know.
More time.
I don't know. Okay, the Civil War. I feel like the Civil War was okay.
It was during.
I know this shit is annoying the fuck out of everybody at home because they know what it is.
They know. They done Googled
they
it already.
Yeah, they done Googled it already.
How you know?
We ain't being annoying.
It's between B and D.
It's right. B.
You know what? Y'all said B. Y'all want to go with B?
Dre, what you want to do? You want to go with B or you want to go with D?
I want to go with B.
B?
I
don't. This is for $1,000 going to St. Jude's.
And I want the kids.
The people that got it right got it. If y'all get it wrong, they gotta donate.
Put me out my misery.
Fuck it.
Y'all niggas got $30,000 anyway. Ain't gonna matter if they get it wrong.
Guys, for $1,000 going to St. Jude's.
Go ahead,
who was the president during the American Civil War? And you guys are saying B, Abraham Lincoln. Are you ready for that to be your final answer, both of y'all?
Yes.
Yes.
Count it down.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Wimble!
You're the dog, motherfucker! Oh! so much shit. Nice. Why do we go through that much shit right there?
Just for
guys,
that.
We come bearing gifts. I appreciate y'all for coming to this motherfucker, man. Y'all ain't gonna never use nothing in this bag except for the bag. I appreciate
girl,
y'all, man.
Girl,
that was motherfucking cool as shit. Did y'all have a good time? Did y'all have a good time?
First of all, let me say I had a great time.
I did too.
And let me give you your. I'm gonna always give you your flowers.
Come
you
on
are
with
the
it.
Greatest songwriter that hey! Anybody. No, 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 no.
Thanks, sir.
The greatest yeah, songwriter I, that we have ever known. Yeah, seriously.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Listen, I'm a music head. So Dre knows, like, we have a portion on our show where we call the Bop of the Week. And people love listening to what I'm listening to. And when I tell you, you are the greatest songwriter of all
thank
time,
you so
period.
Much. Thank
so
you so much.
It was an honor to be here. Poor Minds, we done had a good motherfucking time.
Yeah, we had a great time. This was so fun.
This was so much fun. Make sure y'all tune in. To
you
Poor
and Pip
Minds.
Were so fun.
Pip.
Hey,
Pip.
You know what? No.
There you go.
Pip. No, no.
There you go.
No, no.
You got some love.
At first.
You got some love this week.
And then.
Pip, we
you got
right
some
here.
Love.
Make sure y'all follow us on Poor Minds. That's POUR_MINDS. That's on Instagram. If you want to find us and watch us, just type in Poor Minds. We'll be everywhere. It's your girl Lex P.
And it's your girl Drea Nicole.
There it is. And that's how you do that.
That is.
I'm your boy T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend.
And I am Pip, a.k.a. Mr. Fresh Prince, a.k.a. Mr.
Pip.
God.
Big
damn.
Goddamn, guys. That was the motherfucking Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. I appreciate y'all coming through this bitch. Give it up for Poor
all month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Yo, it's Robert Ori, and on the Big Shot Bob Pod, we talk about all the latest on the NBA.
Joined by our man, John Sally.
When I'm watching these guys play in the bubble, I'd be a way better player because I wouldn't be trying to impress the girl in the white pants and wear 74.
The one and only Jeannie Buss.
Hey, as long as he wants to play, he's welcome here.
So that said, are we drafting Bronny?
Subscribe now and throw us a rating and review. We've got new shows every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere you listen to podcasts.